checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
Who's their phone?
Sensory. Meridian in response.
I ace-ified it.
Want to juggle that.
Oh, boy, you woke up dum-dum.
That was stupid.
Oops.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
A machine gun of awesomeness.
What's going on here?
Surrender.
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, that's so weird.
Give it all you got. Go.
He prefaced it.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with
you. Ultra humongous.
Wow.
I see 4 feet of it.
Wow.
But this jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to tase me.
Going bend in their driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
Shut up, I'm a parent.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a twin.
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Will she hold in the midget?
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
They rained the end cold.
Bientôt.
I was offended.
Siegel often draws his audience at the expense of
no ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Showing up again.
Unfortunately, it forked me right about here.
Siegel crossed the line at the collar with a colostomy bag.
Funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, do you want to go to work?
I'm not
incompetent.
You
better not. Don't tell me to calm down.
Where can I get some
Excuse me?
I'm about as political as your proverbial turd.
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me for employee of the month?
No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
What is it? Okay. You pronounce the word. Goodbye to the University of Texas. Goodbye to the urge and white law. Good luck to Vegas. Mm-hmm. They is the boys who knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord. Stone, they sang so well. Yeah. Oh, goodbye to the pain. The Aggies, look here. Chicka wigga bone. Chicka digga doo. Disco, higgada, huggada do. What in the world did that mean?
Phone number for everything. 866 to Elliot.
866-235-5468. Hello, class.
Hi.
Hey, how are we today?
Good, good. Man, what a night. Oh, what a... Oh, I love me a game seven. That was fantastic. Oh,
my God, was that good. That was so solid.
So did you watch?
All of it.
Popping in here and there.
Diane, no, no.
I watched the Baltimore stuff.
There was a shortage of that, and that's the conversation taking place at the arena last night. It was weird, though. Like, I overstated. But there that's not spreading down here. Like, when we walk out of the arena, like, but then you walked out of car horns Party. Honking, yeah. You know, and then people screaming. No, it was fantastic last night. You know who was a beast last night?
Who?
And, I mean, Gorshi, but he may have been the best guys last night. Joel Ward, who, not just because of the goal, but he was, and then Mike Green.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, was Green a beast. Oh, my God, it was so good. And all the jinx and crap that I heard. But the, oh, my God, did you watch last night? Did you watch?
Yeah.
How great was it?
That's fun.
Oh, their D shut everything down. Oh, it was silent.
The woman who did not go because she was working. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what was her deal? She only avoids first round game sevens. Because now I don't want her to go to any game.
She tweeted last night, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Good. Now I don't want her at any, I don't want her at any games. She should not be able to, And then tonight, we fire right back into, Avengers, which I cannot wait for. Oh, that's going to be good. There's only one, one for all of us last night.
Four?
I had no idea that was taking place, but I guess somebody said 30 years, but there's no way it's been 30 years since they toured. But does anybody, I could get you on, have an interest in Spandau Ballet tonight?
I'm good.
It's not the year since they toured because I've seen stuff.
How long has it been?
I've seen stuff of them on Palladia here and there popping up where it's
that
like,
old show.
No, like within the last couple, was it like the download? I can't remember the name of it. It was a big festival with a bunch of 80 played in England.
No idea they were in town.
It was them and like UB40.
It was, oh God. Yeah. Is UB40 thanked for their fame?
Yeah.
Damn right. And who told you that during his concert?
Yeah,
he took a little suck mode.
It's like, it's the first U.S. tour in 30 years.
Oh,
has it really been that long?
Matt, I definitely don't know that to be true.
Well, now it sounds like your interest may be a little,
tonight.
But yeah, so if anybody wants to go, you were formally invited. One phone call, Diane. You were right on that, nope, but it's all Avengers tonight. Oh, I'm gonna be so, I'm beat by the beat this week. So ragged out, but oh my God, it was so good. So good last night. Bounced around between the Caps coverage. The Baltimore coverage makes me completely sad. Can't, very, very sad. I had it on during the app and the app finally left to go down to, the Verizon Center. So I didn't see any of the, like, after the CVS went on fire, I don't know that I saw a whole bunch more.
Well, that was five-ish.
About when we were leaving. So yeah, no, I didn't see that. I know that, what is it, 10 o'clock tonight mm-hmm. to affect. The National Guard was called out.
No school today.
And then, and then,
in the city, yeah.
And then they were like, well, why is the National Guard not, why weren't they put into effect last night? But they just couldn't get everybody there, everybody in time. Was my, what they were saying on the news. And then what was it, 15 cops were taken to the hospital. And then, two remain kept. Hospitalized. Yeah. For all of that, but no, I can't. It makes so much. Is it weird? Kaylee lives up. Yeah, like, but like in your neighborhood, like I get that it's strange, but like, here, come here for a second.
Where's she relative to?
Yeah, how far is that from you?
We're in South Baltimore, so when they started Lexington Market, we were about a mile and a half.
For how, like, talk to me in terms of like if I were to go to like Raven Stadium or Camden Yards. Well, I know, obviously, the baseball game got...
The stadiums are when we have to go around the harbor to get to the other side of the harbor.
So you're on the other side.
That would be, like, the middle point between us and the riots.
But can you hear everything?
I can't even really see any. I have friends in Fed Hill and Canton who could see it from their rooftop decks.
So just right outside their windows. God, how weird is that?
It's strange. And then, like, driving out of the city this morning.
Well, I was going to say, when you left this morning, what do you see?
My neighborhood was really quiet, and I can get right on 95 there. But I saw a hazmat fire truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the construction crews on 95. Like, it's normal. It was so strange. Camden Yards had, like, safety light there.
Right. So all that was lit up. And but I guess, not that baseball's going to except in my house. They'll figure out. Last night's game obviously got called. And they'll figure out what they're going to do today. Rob Manfred, the commissioner for Major League Baseball, He was just in town yesterday. It wasn't like he was in town because of everything going on.
Yeah.
But he was making his rounds with teams that he didn't see during spring training. So he yesterday, which I guess is a little bit of good timing, that he just shut everything down. I know they got the and everybody out of there.
I was shocked how long it took them to cancel that game.
Didn't they have
right? They didn't call until after.
I guess there were like 1,000 people that died. Well, they had opened up. Was it two of the gates? I thought they opened up. Then they shut it down to one gate.
Right, and then I didn't see Cruz didn't get down there until after they had cleared everybody out, and then they had like fenced everything off, and people were just cleaning up to like leave.
Right. So I guess they'll decide today. You can't believe if the curfew goes in at. So I guess they were talking about either moving everything to Nats Park for the rest of the series.
Oh yeah.
Or moving up start no later than 4. I'd move it.
Nats Park.
Yeah, just get it out of town.
It's not like daylight had any effect on yesterday.
No, and not even for that. But there's any security that you would need around the stadium. There than just normal working around the Camden Yards.
Nobody would go. That would go.
I feel like as just a show of we want to get on, not get on, but we want to live a normal.
It was a ghost town yesterday. Down.
But didn't you say, like, you sent us a text at one point and said, like, people were out jogging and stuff. So
we
just because
had,
it's not around there.
We also had an ice cream truck go by at 8 o'clock.
You know what? I'll pass tonight. I'm good.
But it's harbor to get home. And No, he said it was.
Was he scared?
I don't think he was scared. It was a little dim at work.
I'd be petrified.
Don't know if he'll go in today, but he said it was the least amount of cars and people he's ever seen.
But part of me would also
want to. And that was at 5:30.
Ugh. Because there's part of me that would want to be alone with my life. You can't let this shut you down. But at the same time, be like,
You want to risk
8 o'clock volleyball game tonight that I don't want to.
It's just a volleyball game.
Yeah.
Move it to Nats Park with the play right after the Orioles game.
I'm going to tell Nick wasn't scared since she kept asking me, is he back from work yet? Is he home yet? Transit.
You did check with me. I appreciated that.
The nudging.
Thanks, Lindsay.
But it is. I can't. I mean, not comfortable with it, but it does sad. And then what was the, I saw the, they were saying the, go to the Caps game. What was the message that they were sending out that they wanted all the media to do to just tell parents to get?
Well, they said so many of the people had come out of school.
School, right.
So they were like, can the media tell these parents to call their kids.
Tell them
home.
To go home and just get the hell away from there.
And then you saw the woman in the yellow shirt.
The, she went and got her kid.
Love it.
Yeah, he was not, he gives a crap.
Yeah.
Mom showed up. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't care. You have as much as you want in your hands. I am dragging you out of here.
Yeah.
And you were good to see.
Yeah.
That was good to see. But yeah, no, I feel bad. I feel horrible that all that's going on. It's just, it's rural. And then, by the way, it's the first city to go through it, obviously.
Right.
But then when you see it, it seems like 10 miles away. And it's not, clearly. And then you see that just up 95. It's like, holy crap. But does bringing out the National Guard and everything today, does that calm it down a bit?
I think in terms of manpower.
One of the police officials who said, you know, they were to sort of areas back, and then they were like, we're outnumbered.
Right.
And we're just standing here with, you know, it's not like we're there with, you know, weapons drawn. They're trying to sort of keep as cool a head as possible. But you saw later, well, you may have with the neon green rifles.
I saw those on the news.
Those were the pepper bullets.
Green smoke bullets that would go off.
Yeah, but those were National Guard guys, I believe.
Who had called out and were there. So like just going to see all just tanks and everything roll in today?
That's what I would
have. Ugh, so gross. So gross. And then I thought cop car getting stomped and smashed. Oh, it was on fire. There was a state trooper
one,
car
that was
on
like
fire.
The Baltimore City Cruiser, the white one.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought there was a cop in there.
I did too.
Holy crap. I hope that dude's not in there. Cause I mean, coming in, the windows were getting bashed, rocks were going. I was just like, oh my God, I hope they're in there at all.
And then you saw the video too of been like 8 or 10 cops carrying the guy assault vehicle.
Right.
One of the earlier injuries. I'm assuming he was hit by a rock or a brick or something.
And then I did see like when the CVS, did they even get fire or fire trucks there?
It took a while. Yeah.
Oh, so the police had a cuff.
I mean, that was the thing. It's like you're just sitting here watching this building burn, and then
right.
They're saying, oh, it's right next next to a senior with stuff, and it's like there's it took a while for fire trucks in there to start fighting it.
And on top of that, I'm slashing this.
Oh, I did see that. That was the guy in the gas saw. I saw footage of some guy that was in a gas mask that when the hoses were on, see cutting the. Ellie, line two. Hi, Ellie. In the morning.
This is me.
Yes.
This is Brendan there,
dude.
I was going to put a positive spin on it on the Baltimore City. There this morning, I was watching the news just before I got in the car, and Pistons just picked up brooms, picked up trash, or cleaning up. So that was
yeah, I just saw that.
I mean, that's nice.
There are just normal people out. Normal people walking around with like big bags,
just cleaning up and picking everything up.
And you can see them like right in front of the cops, just you know pushing up a room, and it's just pretty.
Are you on the news?
No, I saw that on the news, and my cousin's husband called him in, and he said it was pretty neat. Them doing it in front of his firehouse, so I just thought that was pretty neat.
Good deal. Hey, look at my friend.
Thank you.
In the morning.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hey,
Aiden.
How you doing? My neighborhood got looted last night.
What
part of Baltimore are you in?
I'm in South.
And the, go ahead.
Yeah, they were going up and down the streets, and they were hitting like liquor stores, storefronts, and you could hear there was kids in masks. It was terrifying. Like until like 10:30, 11 o'clock last night.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So till late at night. What time? Like I was thinking about it on my drive in this morning. Any point during the night? Like did it? I don't want to say calm. Didn't sound like it. You know, fire trucks, police cars, ambulances. Any during the night? Did you feel?
No, I mean, I probably went to sleep like a couple hours ago, but I you heard sirens. I mean, and that's normal in Aaron's.
Yeah, sure.
It was pretty constant. It was pretty constant. So,
hey, can I ask you this? Were you Mrs. Hell all night?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't hitting. They were targeting businesses rather than nurses. You know, like they weren't going to people's houses, but still, like you're not used to that happening. Like,
sure.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
Now let me ask you this: have you gone outside yet this morning?
No, actually, a bunch of us are supposed to meet each other. That's happening because I think the national.
Yeah, you know what, right? So you know what, I'll go ahead and give you the day off.
Appreciate that.
And if they said anything in the middle of it and all the looting that was going on, like has there been like I don't know if like or anything like that, but are they like are you going to work today?
My office is closed again, so yeah, probably not.
Just to get everybody out and get everybody home as safe as possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh, please.
Yeah.
Talk to you later. All right, let me do this. We got a lot of stuff we got to get through today. Obviously, with everything going on in Baltimore, we'll deal with that throughout the week. We got to deal with today. So let me do this. I'm back, lay everything out for you next.
This vulnerable world, something more powerful than any of us.
Avengers, Age of Ultron first. Elliot in the morning, early, with us.
Ultron. In the flesh.
Listen all week and win your passes to Elliot of Avengers Age of Ultron. Tonight at the Regal Majestic Mother Spring for an IMAX meeting.
No way we all get through this.
I got no plans tomorrow night.
Listen all week. Win every day. Andrew, no problem. Head to facebook.com/EITM online to get your passes there.
There are strings on me.
Elliot in the morning screening of Age of Ultron from Marvel's. Experience it in D. Elliot in the morning.
The Offspring. Make it a 3-day weekend with a BFD rehab session. A strip lunchtime performance Monday, May 4th at the Capitol Ale House Downtown Music Hall. The only way in is to listen and win. Let's go! Recover from the festival with the soothing sounds of SoCal Punk. It's okay, kids, I got the BFD Rehab's legendary Offspring. BigFieldDay.com.
Incredible is getting a ridiculously delicious 3-course dinner at Bonefish Grill. It's our new fire and ice dinner menu with dishes that do a sweet and spicy balancing act season starting at $19.90. Quarter journey with a salad. Then pick from 5 special entrees, including our cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic waters. Yes, succulent lobster $19.99. Or try the fire pot in a sauce that's so good it's into something more carnivorous. Try our grilled lamb chops that are so tender and perfect they'll have you wondering why knives were ever invented. Is your fire and ice close? Because just when you think incredible. incredible can't get more incredible, it does with our new donuts for dessert. That's like getting a present in a present. The Fire and Ice Dinner. Salad, your choice, dessert. All starting at $19.99. Because this incredible deal won't last. Incredible, served daily.
If you ever gave your wrench for her birthday, then it is for you. If your idea of an impulse purchase is a 300-amp Crankassist battery charger, then CarQuest. If even your work gloves, CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest is for guys who really care about their car. With over 800,000 available parts, CarQuest is serious auto parts, folks. Visit CarQuest.com.
Throttle twisting motorcycle road racing is back as Moto America, home of AMA, AMFI. Superbike, the legendary Virginia International 15th through 17th. See Rocket Quick Acceleration, handlebar to handlebar corner battles, and getaway drafting duels at nearly 200 miles an hour. Located on the border of North near Danville, VIR offers plenty of parking and children 12 and under are under. Get chance tickets now at VIRnow.com.
While we still breakfast, Sizzlies are now just so grab one for you, then grab one for a friend, or grab one for now and one for hey, grab one for each hand. We want from Applewood smoked bacon, egg, and cheese on an all butter croissant to tasty turkey sausage on a bagel and our sausage and French fry. Which two for $3 Sizzlies? Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time for details.
Wawa's your energy drink headquarters. It's stocked with the best selection to the lowest prices of the year. Monster, Rockstar, Nos, and more. So if you can make it here, get today. Get your energy drink fix at Wawa today and kick tired in the butt. Right now, grab two 16-ounce Monsters for just $3.77. Got it. Time owned. Time you store for deep.
Hey, Richmond, let's help you say goodbye to winter spring with our refreshing new juice flavors. Stop in and shop a variety of vaping via vape products and now offer unique flavors. Veteran Vapors of Ashland will help you find a combination you'll love. Mention this ad to receive 15% off your purchase more. Owned and operated by veterans giving back to the community. Veteran Vapors of Ashland, located on Route 1. For more info, call 2-0, follow us on Facebook, or go to veteranvapors.net.
The Canal Club is Richmond's premier music venue. May is a crown the Empire on Tuesday, May 5th. The Real Sick Tour on Saturday, May 9th. The Pimps of Joy Time on Friday, May 15th. And Row Friday, May 22nd. Don't forget to join us for the VFD After Party. This great shows at thecanalclub.com. And like Canal Club.
I'm tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save car insurance. Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Hey, your plus card and earn fuel point pump. The savings add up fast. You could save up to $1 off per gallon by redeeming one Kroger Fuel Centers today. Today's for...
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Traffic front right now without any or delays, at least for the side roads. Chippenham, 288, 280 in the downtown expressway. Light travel volume, no problems, 95, 295, and 64.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning, too.
Screening of Avengers tonight. Very, very excited. Can't wait. So a little bit later on this morning, I will give you a pass to join us. Keep in mind, you will bring three of your viewers. We go for the screening tonight of Avengers Age of Ultron. Don't forget, two shows this weekend. Now, you have Big Field Day in Richmond. You have Kerfuffle in D.C. A little bit later on this morning, I will give you tickets to both of them. I'll get one winner that'll Richmond. I'll get DC. Both of you will go back to Incubus, because Incubus is playing, don't forget, Friday night. We will all be in Rivian Richmond. We'll be a key for a little pre-BFD party. I think that takes place from 5 to 8, if I'm not mistaken. Milky Chain down there for that, if you want to come hang out. That would be great. Love to see everybody. So that'll be Friday Eve. But then don't forget, Saturday is BFD. Sunday is Kerfuffle. I'll give you tickets for both of those. Coming up in a little bit, BW Monday Night Raw tickets. It's on sale till this weekend, but I will give you those. Playoff tickets. Wait a couple of days. Well, tomorrow we'll get back definitely into Caps tickets. I just don't have date for the new calendar to be released as you move into the second playoffs. And then same thing with playoff tickets. I won't have today until once second round schedules start getting released. I did say hi to John Wall last night.
Yeah.
He walked to Paul Pierce, and I wanted to talk to Gortat about his Rolls Royce, but he very quickly. But the it was nice. They were having a good time banging on the glass after the first period. So up at the end of the first period, so a bunch of the they're sitting on the front row banging on the glass and everything. And then after the first period, they got up and went to wherever they went. But I guess stands, because obviously they would play, I guess they couldn't find their seats again.
Oh.
Yeah, so I didn't see them after the first period. But it was nice to say hi to John Wall. And let's get going with some news, please.
So Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan, state of emergency, activating the national riots broke out yesterday afternoon. Stores were looted, set on fire, rocks and bricks thrown at 15 officers, 6 of them seriously. Overnight, they said 35 people have been arrested so far. Obviously, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake declaring a week-long curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. try to curb any further violence and rioting. This is in addition to the juvenile in effect for the city. Here is Blake.
Too many people have spent generations building this city. Or destroyed.
And she just said, you know, it's going to be years to try to get the NAC to where they used to.
Oh, easily.
Where they were yesterday morning.
Yeah. No, it just, and that is just coming off of yesterday. She's absolutely right.
Obviously, there was today evening of a threat at Towson University. There was a report of a person somewhere on the campus be unfounded. They found that out within about an hour's time. And then I guess the...
Well, during the day, there was the whole gang threat that broke about how 3 rival gangs were all going to targeting police officers.
But then I guess one of the gang spokespersons had talked and said that wasn't true, that there wasn't sort of any
good,
you know, evade. But take that for what it's worth. More than 4,400 dead, the latest numbers and injured, 8 million people affected across that country, 1 million children help. They said many people are out in the open because they're terrified of what's going to happen with the aftershocks.
Right.
And they feel like it is going to be safer for them, or sleeping rather, inside what could be an already shaken structure. Encampments of tents have been springing up. They said it's spaces with people sleeping out.
That yesterday, they still expect rise, and they still think that it's going to get up close to 10.
Yet 8 million are affected across Nepal. More than 1.4 million people are of food assistance. Obviously, they for donations. I know Facebook's got one up at the top of your feed right now where you can donate with the click of a button. They're giving $2 million to donations as well. You can go online and donate through organizations like UNICEF. Save the Children, Doctors Without Borders. Obviously, all in need of financial help is ramping up there. They had 22 people who had to be taken to the hospital. Fluid leak happened at the DuPont plant yesterday in China. Apparently, 20 of the people who were workers at the plant and then 2 chairs were also hurt as well. Apparently, it was a leak of some liquid heating fluid that vaporizes. Maybe they believe it was just a line of some sort of leak that ended up sending all this people to the hospital. Burger King numbers are out, and they said they saw a jump in nearly 10 years this quarter.
An F you to McDonald's.
Well, they went through and looked at the numbers trying to figure out. They said you've got your new flavor of the Whopper, the spicy Whopper out.
And oh, you know what? I haven't had one of those yet.
The old 2 for $5.
Oh, that you can't beat. Has anybody tried Whopper? I have not. You know what? Let me put that on my notes of things to do today. You know, right before the movie, maybe I'll swing by and pick one of those up.
Well, they point out, they're like, you know, they're...
I do like a Whopper. I like a mushroom. So I wouldn't mind throwing... That's just where they...
No, ketchup and mayonnaise.
Everything. They'll just add mustard for you.
Sounds like slang.
No.
She likes the old mustard whopper.
It's so good. So good. I'll try the spice. So that's what drove their.
They said that and two for five.
Two for five.
They did something right because all you hear about is how McDonald's can't get people in the restaurants.
No, because they keep trying to do kale salads.
Interestingly enough, Chipotle says it has completely phased out genetically ingredients from its food. They'd already been using mostly non-GMO ingredients, but they've been working for us in transitioning to a tortilla that posted on their website, GM over it. That'll get people in there with the whole healthy bit. Billy Corgan has landed a producer, creative, and talent development at TNA Wrestling, responsible
for
developing character lines, among other things. That's for TNA's Impact Wrestling, which is on Friday nights at 9 on Destination America.
Isn't that weird? Foley went over there for a while and then got rid with it and left.
And that I'm thinking of?
Yep, got that. Touring with Manson.
Yeah, no, good for him.
Big night is night for Washington and the Capitals Ward and Evgeny Kuznetsov scored.
God, Kuznetsov bowl was so nice.
The Islanders 2-1 to win game 7 to advance to the Eastern Conference semifinal. Rangers, when do those games start?
Well, they won't announce the schedule today. There's a, you get the Tampa Bay-Detroit series isn't done yet. I'd like to wait until that. They were saying that the schedule could come out today, maybe tomorrow. Best guess is game 1 will be Thursday. But that's not.
You mentioned the Wizards players who were in the audience.
Yeah, for a period. They were there for a period.
Coach Trotz acknowledged last night when he was talking to the Mets. This is a good time for DC Sports. Here's Coach Trotz.
This is a new era for and the baseball team, and we're getting that football team straight in the way, and then we'll go from there. So it's going to be contagious, and I'm telling you, it'll affect all the spectacle.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing the Nissan streak get out of that. It's great right now. Oh, that arena was so awesome last night. God damn.
So we'll wait for the schedule against the Rangers to be announced, hopefully shortly. Redskins did make it official yesterday, GM Scott, that they'll pick up the fifth-year option on G3's contract, stressing that this decision won't affect any decisions they make in the later this week. Maurice Jones-Drew will officially retire in Jacksonville later today, signing a ceremonial one-day deal and officially retire as a member of the team. He spent 8 seasons in Jacksonville, off to Oakland last year. Also,
I'll applaud him today. He did a couple of good things for me. And you know what? I'm happy for him. Good for
Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown skips over some contract. Showed up for voluntary workouts yesterday, though. The Steelers don't have their mandatory camp until mid-June. Now, four errors last night fell to the Bro. Like you said, 6 games in streak. They'll play again tonight in the mound for Max Scherzer, who was still nursing his injury.
Got a little sprained thumb, Diane.
You mentioned earlier the O's and White Sox game in Baltimore was postponed last night over safety concerns. Commissioner Manfred went to Baltimore for a scheduled visit when the game was postponed, and they're still considering moving it to Nats Park if safety continues to be a problem. But apparently, if the game is not moved, start time would be moved up earliest 4 p.m.
Yeah, that would be they could go 1 o'clock anytime, and then the latest would be a 4. I guess Nats Park, because they're on the road in Atlanta, that's available. And I guess if they could, although we'd probably not want to, but they could move it back to Chicago. I was reading the times that games have been postponed or put off due to unrest in Los Angeles with the Rodney, and back in Detroit. This goes way back when the riots of Detroit broke out, the Orioles, and they out of Detroit and moved it back to Baltimore to play there. So I guess Chicago, but it would be easier for them to just truck down. It's only 38 miles from stadium to stadium. Instead of having to gear up and fly everything, it would just be easier to just buck if that's what they're going to do, or play it early. I mean, you could go that route. It's like the easiest resolution if they feel like they really need to get the games in is just to busing down to Nats Park and get the days.
NBA playoffs from last night: Brooklyn topping Atlanta in overtime, so that series is Bucks over the Bulls, but they still trail that series 3-2. Portland topping the Grizzlies to stay alive. Memphis series 1-1. Rockets can knock off the Mavericks tonight as Houston lead 3-1, and the Clippers hosting the Spurs. That series is tied at 2. Formation coming out in the John Bones Jones. hit and run from over the weekend in Albuquerque. He's saying that after he hit the pregnant woman's car, he ran from the scene, came back to grab a large.
Don't need anybody going through my car and taking my cash. So I've also taken the marijuana and the pipe. But no, the cash was more important. More self in last night.
Yeah. So he is facing felony charges for leaving the scene. The accidents, injured in the crash, but she is expected to be okay. It's been announced. I'm sorry, Jamie Foxx. It's an anthem at the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Oh,
apparently,
awesome.
He did it at the Usley fight a couple of years ago and did very well. So he's a big boxing guy.
Yeah, well, he's also playing Tyson in some movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
So, no, but he's big. I'd like boxing, but he certainly has ties.
Your boy Dickie Dennis got a little feature on Fox Sports yesterday.
Oh, did he really?
Well, they were talking about how, Clint Bowyer's crew got run into him. Into Dickie's daughter, who I guess was works at one of the hotels. And the conversation.
I didn't think he had kids.
Conversation.
I know he's got a boss, Big Mike.
Well, the guy who Warriors team tweeted out, you know, hotel check-in lady, y'all work in racing. Yeah. Climbed the fence last fall. Yeah. That's my daddy. And I guess, she told the spot. He has the picture of him on top of the fence framed in his living room and letter banned from RI. and sports.
Cool. Coming in the spring this month at Rick Hendrick's Chevrolet Buick GMC. You too can be a Hendrick driving the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our brand new location just a quarter mile past Short Pump Mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. We're starting off the season with 15% for display vehicles. Here is the first pick to 14 grand off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras. Up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Equinox and Terrains and 5 MSRP on all Malibus. The pit is safe. Up to 6 grand off MSRP on Chevy Tahoe, 4 grand off MSRP on all Acadias, Traverses, and Enclaves, and 7 off MSRP on all Enclaves to start season. Find at Richmond.com. That's Richmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, you too can be a Hendrick driver.
Richmond's No. Elliott in the morning on XL102.
First-time winners, please. 866-2F-2F-66-235. First-time winners, I have tickets for you. WWE Monday Night Raw. Tickets don't go on sale till Saturday. I'll win them before you can buy them. Reigns, Randy Orton, and more. Call me right now. The tickets are yours. 866-655-4468.
Are we taping or what are we doing?
No, we're live.
Get more.
There is little or no common sense. Senseless. That's why there's Metro PCS. Right now at Metro, you can get a 4G smartphone, the LG Optimus L70, for just $29 on rebate. $29. No hassles. Plus, for only $30 a month, you get unlimited data and the taxes and regulatory fees. That's more common sense. What's more, Metro puts you on T-Mobile's fast network. That's like bonus common sense. A $29 4G phone, a $30 nationwide unlimited plan. Time to get yourself some wireless common sense. Now, only at Metro PCS. Limited time offer. Phone pricing is acceptable. $30 plan includes first 1 gigabyte of data at up to 4G speeds and is available on selective services not available everywhere. See store or Metro PCS in terms and conditions.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Morning, I like a croissant with
Try saying
sandwich.
Now say muffin.
Muffin.
Oh no, that's boring.
Get two croissants only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength medication provides relief for foot irritation, controls odor and wetness. Its super activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
Want an on Cinco celebration and an awesome gift? Moe's delivers both when you order catering. Welcome to the party. Welcome to Moe's. Visit Moe's.com.
We like things in Richmond. The Monument 10K?
Big.
When football training camp opens, we do it big. But what you're probably is big gas. You heard right. And since we could all use big gas now and then, here Kia is giving you big gas savings. Here Kia and get 100 gallons of gas. This is just one of the many deals during Pearson Kia's Big Gas Reconstruction Sales Event. Get your big gas on at Pearson Kia, 83010 and PearsonKia.net.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure, you'd love this cup.
I also made you fresh shrimp cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown biscuits.
But at least McDonald's. Right now, get a sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3, but at 5 a.m. Prices and participation may vary.
Morning, Dave.
No breakfast yet, Chris?
Here
you go, man. I got you doing small McCafe coffee from
the savory sausage burrito to a sweet and creamy McCafe coffee. Plus your other faves. All for a $6 menu at breakfast can get to speed every day.
Feel better?
Yeah. I am ready to bring it. Are you ready to bring it? It's got nothing on me. You
this to love at McDonald's.
Hey, what up, mail guy?
Price and participation may vary. A la carte.
When it's time to wash away the grime, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up Rain-X Spot-Free Car Wash for $5.99. Keep your vehicle shining with no Rain-X Spot-Free Car Wash for $5.99 after mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better is every day. Limits appeals.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Watch for stalled vehicles on 64 between 288 and 295 in the West End. It's on the right shoulder. No problem. 95. Chippendale Parkway and the Downtown Expressway in good shape, and no current collisions or on the side roads.
Now Elliott in the morning on XL.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm awesome. Driving to clinical. How are you, Elliot?
I am excellent. Thank you. Mike, what did you do last night? Anything good?
Well, actually, I'm in Crofton. Just bought our first house in Edgewater. So,
dude, good for you. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's all exciting now. One day you'll be apartment, trust me.
Yeah.
But you know what? Good for you. I don't want to crap on the parade. Listen, you hold tight once for you. I am going to send you to WWE Monday Night Raw. That'll take place June 29th. Tickets go on sale till Saturday. But if you hype 1 second for me, Kaylee will get some info from you, and you got yourself some tickets. All right, dude?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, you got it, brother. Hold tight 1 second for me. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
How are you doing?
Norm, I am doing fantastic, sir. How are you?
I am doing great.
Good. What'd you do last night?
I'm an assistant band leader for a Tiger Cub Boy Scout thing. So I took some kids and two. Blue Crab game last night. Go see it.
Dude, you know what? Good for you. Good for you. Yeah. That sounds pretty good. I'm sorry, say that again?
There was nobody there last night, so we pretty much had to run.
Oh.
I know, it was kind of neat.
Hey, Norm, let me ask you something.
Yes, sir?
When was the last time that you broke a bone?
I didn't really break a bone. I tore my meniscus. I don't know if that counts.
No, I've been trying to find out. I mentioned this the other day. The only reason I brought it up is that I saw what some doctor did, and it just didn't seem right. But, no, it's definitely, like, for example, wrist a couple of times. One time that I broke it, they tried to set it, and then they left it set for a while, and then went in an x-ray, and they were like, oh, you know, like, this isn't kind of going back the way that it's supposed to. So we need to on it, but before they could operate or break it?
Ouch.
So it had started to kind of, like, the bone had started to fuse.
Right.
But I don't know, but I need to find out, then the doctor at the time, but I guess I was never thinking about it. How did it get?
Don't they have, like, some?
I would hope
sledgehammer.
So. I would.
Mallet.
No, but I mean, seriously, how did they go in? And, well, neither of you. You broke something, but it didn't need to be re.
I know, it's my thumb.
You're.
I think.
But like for example, I didn't break my finger, but my finger, ring. No, it did heal right, but it was gonna keep kind of just deteriorating over time. And, like, right now it hurts a little bit, like, from time to time, and you could feel, like, where the knuckle is starting to go. At some point, that's why I said that the first up and operate on it, but they didn't want to do that. It's gonna
Tyler's
go.
Thumb.
The ring. There you go.
It's just gonna be a finger that disgusts everybody.
So, but now, like this, I don't know, because this was all, like, wasn't like a broken bone, but, like, with your thumb, did you even go in for it?
Yeah.
So you knew it was broken.
Well, I mean, they didn't do any x-rays.
Well, then how do you know it was broken?
They gave me a little splint.
We're good to go. But you've never broken anything where they had to go in and break it after that.
We were all team no surgery after breaking bones.
Remember? They do want you,
like,
to just
2 weeks
them
ago, we discussed that.
You should talk.
Yeah.
Right. No, and I'm with you on that. But if it doesn't heal correctly, they got to go in and then they have to do something.
It's a long process.
After
playing frisbee.
Oh, and you also.
Yeah, but you can't do anything.
No, that you can't do. But how did they, Kaylee? Will you find me somebody that's had to have their bone rebroken? And the only the story that caught my attention, like for example, I want to say with people with their noses, where they'll try to, like, just kind of pop your nose and set it, but sometimes curve in it.
Yeah.
And so then they have to go break it way. How do they do a nose?
Where you're already under, and then they kind of go in and
okay, but
cry.
They,
yeah.
Yes, I would hope that, example, and I don't know why I've never thought of that, but there's a, this doc, he was doing the cheekbone that had broken, and it wasn't setting right. Dr. Ninian, so he had operated on somebody in a, what you call it, their cheekbone, and it didn't need to re-break it in order to set it right. Now, I guess he ran into trouble because he punched he made a fit the guy's face to re-break the bone to then fix it.
Seem wrong.
It almost makes...
A punch?
How was that discovered?
The guy woke up all bruised up and up and... And so I guess the assistants was like, this doesn't seem like you should know how they rebroke your cheekbone to set it properly. But yeah, this dude, they said like a boxer. And by the way, he was a leading facial surgeon. he's been removed. Punched a patient times like a boxer during a treatment to correct a tumor, while the man's head was being held by a colleague. So the guys, because you want to hold the head in place, Dine, punching you, that head's going to start wailing all over the place. So me, as I held the dude's head, he's 63. So he says the Dr. Peckett was attempting to reduce the fracture when he curled his hand into a fist 6 inches and then started striking the patient who was under anesthetic, according to a hearing. Experienced surgeon to hold the patient's head. He told the medical practitioner service there were gasps from others in the operating room, and yes, the people were in a total state of shock. You break the guy's cheek.
Every medical story we do ends in justifying people to go to the doctor. When, like, let it heal on itself.
Right.
Or something like this, where it's like, this is what can happen. It's like, the end result is always yourself.
Yeah, just let it heal. But it's
Or self-surgery.
Self-surgery is the way to go. Self-surgery is recommended.
See, instead of, like, punching the guy, when they...
How are you going
to
break it?
When they... Going to the nose again. When they
right.
fizz, it's literally like a little... Like a metal sort of piece that they use with it to break it. Why can't they do that with your cheek?
I couldn't find one. It was just easier to just punch the dude in the face a couple of times.
Couldn't find it. You're a surgeon.
Yeah, but it was in the other room. I left it in the other OR.
Okay.
So you're telling me when they rebroke my arm, they pulled out like a metal rod and
I don't
just
feel
arm.
Like the only like re-breaking I've ever when they do nose jobs. or deviated septums or whatever it is. If somebody's had like a bad, and then right. they're like, I got to do something to fix it. And they'll go in, but and it's got a little mallet.
Don't most of those people just
they're not knocking them out?
Wait until their nose breaks again? By the way, sometimes. If I were out and they had to re-break my nose, you'd punch me in the face. You're out. What do you care?
What are the injuries?
From what?
He's all beaten up.
Well, this guy was, yeah. The patient, they call him patient, injuries during an industrial accident that required some facial surgery, but a cheekbone became procedure 2 weeks later, and then was like, all right, well, you know what? The bone has started to fuse a little bit, but I got a way to get rid of that. And 12 times he popped the dude in the cheek, got moved up again.
Right, and then every nurse in the like, I got to report this.
But was the end result okay?
Yes.
Then that's all that matters.
He descending the method as a clinical punch. He's a scapegoat, he said. He's about to blow the whistle on other.
Oh, he was. He had other stuff ready to go.
He was out for trying to blow the whistle on concerns about patient safety.
And to get him back, everybody on him.
He's using a clinical punch.
Thank you.
Is a recognized feature.
So that is common. It is. Again, I have no idea. But if you told me that they just, like, slammed their fist down on it, I don't know that I would care. It's a recognized feature.
CPR.
Thank you.
Or the Murphy kidney punch.
What's the Murphy kidney? Wait, so but does that re-jump your kidney? Kidney?
He's accepting that he punched a patient. He is merely saying that he manually reduced the fracture. This guy's great.
I wouldn't like the.
I feel like the answer still has
to in the face seems to be a bit much.
What does it matter? He used his fist versus a mallet.
It just seems wrong.
What about the Murphy kidney punch? Know what that
a
is?
A clinical test in which an jabs. Under the ribs, evoking pain and or tenderness in a patient with inflammation or infection. Well, a little tiny jab. I have to be asleep for that.
Oh, no, but I thought, like, while you were out, they were doing that. Just in the kidneys while you're awake.
Wait, just the physician.
A tap.
Just testing to see inflammation.
How about here?
Something's wrong back here. Like, you realize,
my hand was over here on the side.
Yeah, okay.
Behind me.
So you're like, oh, man, something might stand up, Tyler.
What'd they say? Which is one of the worst ones.
In boxing, they don't like you to do it. They don't like you to get up behind the guy and start punching the kidneys. Is there video in the operating in the face?
No.
Damn it.
Going, Kaylee, live the one thing that's not on video.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this? Who's this?
Keanu Richmond.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Not much. How are you all this morning?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you.
I had a story. I'm 8 years old. Had a car accident where I had a spiral fracture in my right tibia. The seatbelt guy had an idiot friend for a driver, and my toe got caught on spun a complete 180 degrees, and that's how the bone actually.
Right. No, I get that.
When they went to set it, it was not set correctly, so. And along with that, I was asleep one night, and because of the muscle spasms, I had like four different breaks in my wrist and everything. It itself while I was asleep.
Wait, so your arm re-broke itself while you were sleeping?
My leg, because of the muscle spasms, hasn't been set for half like a week, something like that.
Right.
But then because it wasn't set, they set it the second time, put me back under, and they had to re-break it and reset it just because it was. It was really intricate to try to, at least that's what they said, basically to try to reset. It wasn't just break.
Yeah, no. My wrist, when they reset it, was because it had shattered into a bunch of pieces. So getting it all to grow back together in the right way, it was messed up. So that, in a couple weeks later, they had to go in and they re-broke your arm with, though?
No, they it was actually my leg, my right.
Your leg.
And they actually had to work it out slowly. They had to, basically, like you were talking about, there's no big deal unless you want to go to Lowe's and get down sledgehammer for a leg. But they actually had to manually kind of work it back apart and then reset it.
Okay, so work it back apart, Diane. You know what that is? That's like just taking a pencil and just kind of into a couple of spots. That makes total sense to me.
Well, luckily, I don't remember because they put me out. So
yeah, no, I was under also. Break your bone, you're going
to
be out.
They have to put you out. That's so traumatic.
Yeah, no, and I get that. But what's the difference between in the face and then them like snapping it over their leg?
Like clinical slug. And there were audible gasps. According to the sources.
But if you broke your orbital or your cheek,
yeah,
and it wasn't setting right, and mm-hmm. the doctor was like, listen, I got to get back in there and re-break it to kind of get all the bones in place and everything. Want them to do it. Don't you want them to just take their hand and just go?
Certainly seek out someone prior to this incident was described as a groundbreaking.
Now, looking back, I understand.
No, a player in this field of his knowledge. He's a visionary.
He wouldn't.
He's not employed
anymore. Can't practice anymore. But you wouldn't care if he just took like the sun and chopped away at the side of your face until it cracked correctly?
Think of CPR or Murphy's kidney punch. And tell me the difference.
Where am I going, Kate? Hi, Ellie in the morning.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I know him. He just doing good, man. How are you?
Just peachy.
Good. What can I do? Can I do for you?
Like 6 years old, at a buddy's place for a birthday party, full rinky dink swing set. And,
amen.
And, not using the slide properly. Everybody's jumping off the top of it, off onto the ground. One time I did it, my toes got caught on the little handle and straight down to the ground. I broke my arm.
Right.
Well, so not I didn't tell anybody what I did. And I had it for, I think, like three of them, I said. And one just kind of let my arm swing, and he went to grab it and asked me a question. That's when they figured out something was wrong with my arm. Took me to the hospital. The gads broke, and it started to reset the wrong way. The way they rebroke it, basically, no special science to it. They just put me out, down, rubbed the edge of the table there, and just kind of leaned on it till it popped.
Holy crap. Wait, and your dad had to hold you down?
Yeah, my arm. While the doctor leaned on the lower part. One of his favorite stories to tell to this day.
I don't know that I could be in there to watch them just break the
Hell
arm.
No, God, that sound alone will
but
haunt you.
Are you better off being in there so now you kind of know what's going on, seeing it plays? Now, granted, you're not a doctor putting down the rest of the body.
Right.
Yeah. So that they just took the arm.
Oh God. Who knows?
No, I won't. No.
Very brittle. What are you showing me?
No. But put your arm down. Just put.
Very tense.
No. You're fine.
Relax.
Just relax. You're out.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
No. But it would just kind of pushing like that until your arm broke. Until it just kind of.
If it were a procedure or it allowed some transparency,
right.
So you could be in there even though you don't really know what's going on, you saw it.
Right.
Trying to question it, maybe.
Exactly. Same thing. Now let's pretend that you're my son and you took a baseball off the side of the face and it wasn't setting right. Now I'm holding your head and the doctor's just kind of popping at the sex again.
You'd probably do a better job than the assistant in this case. Criticize. For not holding the patient tight enough for the first punch. That's not
No, radical. It's true, because then the head started moving too much.
Which doesn't help his argument that it was a clinical punch. Doesn't seem like anyone in there was ready for it.
This may be my job in a hospital.
Chief face breaker?
Technician. Where, and all you gotta, just kind of keep popping with that kind of that knife part of by like the palm. And just kind of, and you'll be good to go.
See,
I don't want to hold the body.
No, I feel like you'd be better at like being a... That's how I see you in a hospital.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Or you smoke with patients.
You wheel them out.
I walk everybody. They won't let you do it within so many feet. Let's walk over to like the little bus area. Come on, everybody, come on. I'm like the Pied Piper of smokers as we all head out for a little afternoon.
Code blue. Code blue. It's taking...
Hi, Ellie in the morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this? Thanks. Yes, it is.
So when I was about 6 or 7, I broke my neck. The hospital said, no, it's not wrong. So when I turned 19, obviously I had all kinds of complications of getting sick all the time and everything else. I went to go see my doctor, and they said, oh, yeah, they had cysts.
Right.
But during the surgery, they figured out they had to re-break not just both sides, and they had to reconstruct the bridge and the tip of my nose.
Right.
And it's basically a mallet and a chisel. It's ridiculous. And I looked after the reason I did.
Wait, I mean, yes, it. You wake up with like black eyes and the raccoon.
Yeah,
look.
But I mean, wait. I couldn't completely for 2 weeks. I couldn't walk from your equilibrium. It was crazy.
So I've never heard that before.
But how is the nose now? You said it looks worse than the first
one? No. The surgery was worse than actually breaking it. But in general, I mean, my nose is still slightly crooked. It was horrible.
Right.
I mean, it's extra sensitive now. I mean, that's really just the worst part of it. It just so happened that the doctor that, you know, was actually really kind of awesome about it. He kind of walked in and he handed me a Star magazine and said, whose nose do you want? Like, yeah, so I'm not had one since I was 6. Kind of want mine first before I start changing things.
But they did it. They just brought out a mallet and a chisel and just started banging away at your schnauzer.
Well, yeah, it started a deviated septum. You just got to, you know, kind of break one thing. You can straighten it out. Everything's good. 4 hours into the surgery, she was waiting, and the doctor came out and told her that he ended up having to break both sides. Basically, he had to rebuild one. And then next to her in the waiting room said he had open heart surgery and he had his nose done and he could pick open heart. He would never do his nose ever again. Like,
so noses are pretty nasty. I've never broken. Thank
God. I mean, God, look at all the athletes where it's just like cartilage upon.
Well, you know what? I wonder how Chimera's nose is. Remember, his nose was like a big letter. They just kind of shoved it back into place. I wonder after the scene, well, it would be after the parade, if they would have to go in and rebreak. Although there are a couple dudes from the Islanders that would line up to break his nose. God, he was all over the place. Where am I going to sit? Hi, Ellie in the morning. Hey.
Hey, man, I had my nose rebroke. I was playing basketball, and my own player on my own team broke my nose to a specialist to have it fixed.
Right.
And when they were fixing, like, as they were, I woke back up, and I watched them come down, like the girl was just saying, and the chisel. I watched him come down with a mallet and break my nose. It's crazy. That guy too, man. They got a package.
Oh, yeah, no, they got a jam. They got a jam gauze and tampons and everything up in there.
Yeah,
talk to you later. All right, Kaylee, following calls, please. 866-6235-5. Any good stories from yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get into, it doesn't matter to me. It's just to Elliot, 866-635-5468.
This vulnerable needs something more powerful than any of us.
Avengers Age of Ultron hits theaters on May 1st. Wants you to see it early with us.
Ultron in the flesh.
Listen all week to Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengtron. Tonight at the Regal Majestic 20 in Silver Spring for the next 3D screening.
No way we all get through this.
I got no plans tomorrow night.
This week, can't get through? Through problem. Head to facebook.com/EITM online and sign up to get your passes there.
No system me.
Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengers Age of Ultron. From Marvel Studios. Visit an IMAX 3D. Morning.
Excuse is not to exercise. Here's an excuse to get started. This Tuesday at any American Family Best Offer. And your best chance, way you look, feel, and live your life. Stop by any location and see what your dollar gets you. You'll be amazed at our equipment, classes, and most of all, our commitment. It all starts here. At American Family Fitness. Visit AmFam for Tuesday.
Why are you still talking?
Right now, Sarah is firmly in her zone. She's deeply entrenched with her friend Jen over where to go for Abby's birth Mexican place on A's with a spicy artichoke dip on Jackson. What abs, Jen? Point is, Sarah went to AutoZone. AutoZone helped her with a nagging check-in. Back in her zone. From free battery testing to loan a tool, let AutoZone help find yours.
The sound of real butter pour measuring cup. Listen to how thick and creamy it is. This is the sound of real being mixed with flour. This is a mix of sensing bowl symphony. It's beautiful. This is made from scratch.
Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with thick cuts. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Hey, it's TMO, and I'm broadcasting live this Thursday from 2 to 7 at RBA Bates. It'll be your last to Big Field Day, May 2nd. Dirty Heads, Passion Pit, J. Robert DeLong, and Catfish. Hey, babes, this Thursday, 2 to 7 at 6100 West Broad Street.
Presents other things you spend $3 on.
You pay for day-old donuts and service fees. Non-local honey from non-local bees. Temporary tats. Smells for your corded laundromat candy bars. Mobile gaming plan. A few minutes for a darker tan. Yogurt toppings and loose change in the cap.
Yeah? Or safe auto insurance for about $3 a day. Auto.com.
Enjoy the road ahead.
It's so strange. I look at him now and I know that he... And now he's going to pay for it.
I have to be ready to face them.
I promise you, Mary Ellen, you will die.
Then face me now! Help me!
Oh.
No!
Tonight at 8 on CW Richmond, Comcast 214, Fios 513.
We look big, Richmond. The monument big. When football training camp opens, do it big. But what you're probably lacking and could use is big gas. You heard right. And since we could all use big gas now and then, this is giving you big gas savings. Buy a new Pearson Kia and get 100 gallons of gas. This is just one of the many deals during Pearson Kia's Big Gas Reconstruction Sales Event. Get your big Pearson 83 Zeron Street and PearsonKia.net.
It's coming. Rock and Rio USA is in May, and you cannot miss it. On the 8th, catch No Doubt, Manal, and much more at the Midnight, Metallica, Linkin Park, and countless attractions. And now, one-day tickets are also available for the festival. With one ticket, pick, and tons of fun. Don't miss out. A ticket package that fits your schedule and enjoy the world's biggest music festival. Buy your info or transportation and hotel packages. Visit rockinrio.com.
Right now at Wawa, any size only $1.99. Sweet cravings, your need for caffeine, your longing for something cozy, and we'll make you a delicious special latte, iced mocha perfection. Comfy hot chocolates with and so much more are all made to make your day. Try one for one day. Gotta have a Wawa. See store for details.
The King drive through at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese?
Please? Knock, knock.
There.
Croissant sandwich. Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Croissant sandwich, Celia. Two flaky, light, buttery croissant sandwich. Sandwiches for just $4. $4.
Is this
not? Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Seeing delays for 95 northbound between Bells Road and Maury. A collision has your right shoulder blocked and locked. Still causing four delays. All vehicles on the right shoulders of 64 9 Mile Road, 64 eastbound between 288 and 295. Collisions at Parham and Chamberlain.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC, Washington. WR Elliott in the Morning.
I'm gonna get a couple of winners. One of you will go to Saturday. One of you will go to Kerfuffle on Sunday. One of you will go backstage and meet Incubus. And I'll remind you again, we will all be at Keegan's on Friday night. As we field day. By the way, tickets for both shows are on sale. If you want to go to Big Field Day, you just go to bigfieldday.com. Go to ticketfly.com. Remember all of that. It's very easy. Facebook.com/EITM online. You need about our event at Keegan's on Friday night. Milky Chance will be all the information on Big Fish, Big Field Day, and Kerfuffle. And it's for you. Facebook.com/EITM online. Backstage and meets on this morning. I will get you into our screening of Avengers tonight. Yes. Right now, though, I do need some follow-up phone calls. 866-2-ELLIOTT, 866-235-5468.
Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning. Who is this?
Dickie
Dennis. How are you, sir?
I'm good, brother. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing well. Diane was just talking about you.
I heard that.
Spotter ran into Clint Boyer's spotter over the weekend.
A lot of the pit crews were at the hotel during Colonial Heights, Virginia, and they got to meet my little girl.
Right, and were they when they realized that the daughter of the fence climber were they?
I suppose they had to take those pictures on that thing that Diane was looking at.
Oh, really? Oh, there she is. That's dude.
That's my baby girl. I have one a little older that lives over in Seattle.
No kidding. Hey, but I didn't realize that you had a big framed picture of yourself sitting up on the top of the catch fence.
What he said, that does a lot of charity work. He had 11 by 15 made for me. And what I did is I have a while, but there's a diner in Hopewell that's a place where a lot of stuff like that. And I had it hung up in there instead of the letter band. Facility hanging up in my living room. I can't even go see you. Can go see your show this weekend.
You're not allowed anywhere on the RIR grounds?
No car show, so I can't go there.
Now, let me ask you this, and I'm certainly not encouraging you to break the ban, but, like, for this weekend, for Joe'd Up, would anybody, I mean, would they?
Well, I don't know. I'm all over the world now. My picture's everywhere.
All right, let's not humble brag,
Mr.
please. No. But I'm being serious. If you just showed up and were getting ready to watch the show this weekend, they wouldn't know.
I'm pretty sure they couldn't pick me out in the crowd, but, you know, it's not worth taking a chance.
Amen. The band, do you go to jail?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
Don't go. Don't get $200 all up my mouth.
No, that. All right, dude, well, listen, it was good to hear from you. I think we talked to Big Mike the other day.
Hey, listen, though, you're going to be at the club, though, Friday night, right?
Yeah, Keegan, sure.
Yeah, maybe I'd come up to Keegan's and get...
I like to come out and hang out. I don't need any of that this weekend. But yeah.
Oh, no, you know me.
Yeah, dude. Well, you know what? We'll get up on the roof of Keegan's.
Okay.
Climb up there. All right, dude. I'll see you on Friday night then, all right?
Hey, have a great day. Great day.
The same. We'll talk to you later, Dickie.
Signs they put in place because of Dickie?
No, I didn't.
They read red and white letters, trespassing, stay off the fence.
Did they really?
Yeah.
How about that? Dickie made him go completely redo the, by the way, there was somebody who, emailed me, who I guess was all welcome to Rockville over the weekend. Yeah, please tell me you got a shot from the Jaeger chick on stilts. Yes, hail to his majesty. Not her, the girl that was walking around. I wanted to get a shot who was walking around with the, test tube. She was hot.
I don't know who she worked for.
I have no idea, but she was good looking. But no, I didn't get shots from the, adults. Although I did watch did you send those videos to everybody yesterday? Those?
Yes.
How great was that? The video of, ministry was awesome.
Who just sitting around in his underwear. Oh, I don't want to get my shorts dirty.
Alum should have done that. That. And was the sign up by the t-shirt place replaced with I Heart Vagina shirts, or was that just a...
That's a new app.
Better, I'm gonna look. I gotta see. Oh, damn it, I won't have it in time for this time for this weekend.
Kaylee got a good...
Damn it, and I need to get... I'm not gonna have any of my good shirts for this weekend.
What do you mean?
I can't find my Gladiator Beaver shirt.
Did Jackie throw it away?
I have no idea where that went. And then I should have, and Tyler said we're down there, that it's time for me to just go ahead and commit and get the Hello Titty t-shirt.
I know.
And I haven't done that yet.
I don't know, no pun intended, having just talked to Dickie, but right. I don't know why you're on the fence about it.
No, I need to get it. Well, Diane, you always...
I know. T-shirt.
Diane, you always brag about how you have Prime. Will you go ahead. Yeah, look and see if they have a Hello Titty t-shirt, and I'll get that overnighted. I'll wear both days. I don't. And if you want to get one too, we can get. Oh, that's right. I forgot. We're prime. Where am I going? Line two. Hi,
Elliot.
Hey, who's that?
Eric, how you doing, man?
I am doing great, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Night.
Dude, were you at the game last night?
Yes.
How great did they look last night?
Oh my God, man.
How fantastic did they look?
They looked excellent.
It was, and by the way, and I was talking about it when we, and he, he'll, and Mike Green catches a ton of crap if they have a good game. He may have easily the ice last night.
He did, you know, I,
I have to admit, I was probably one of those people. Oh, what are you doing, Green?
No. He was so good.
He did really well.
He was
last night, man.
Yeah, no, his in was great. The defense did a fantastic job pinching in. They were great in the offensive zone. But Mike Green was a beast last night. He may have been the best game I've seen him play in years. Joel Ward had a great goal just getting in front of the net. Netsov's patience and kind of wheeling and waiting for Halak to go down and go into hole. But my opinion, hands down, best player on the ice last night was Mike Green. He was.
Okay, I can agree with that.
Oh, I don't even think it's close. Again, it's not like the rest of the, not at all. The rest of the team played fantastic. But I thought Mike Green was the best player on the ice last night. He got so holding the puck, moving the puck, carrying it. I mean, hell, he made a couple of trips down below the Islanders net. He was, in my opinion, I thought he was the best guy on the ice last night. I really thought he was fantastic.
He was definitely all over that.
And then we'll wait a couple of days. We'll find out when the schedule comes out. And game one, they'll head up to Madison Square Garden for another big nasty against the Rangers. Yeah, but you know what? You got to go through it. You got to get there. I'll tell you what. There's if you have your choice between playing New York or Montreal right now, I'll take New York.
I agree. You know, it seems like New York, with the way the Pens kind of somewhat dismantled them, the series. You know, the Pens show that there are plays in New York's offense and defense, and so that if the Caps play on their prime, they can.
Yeah.
I really believe so.
No, it'll be a good nasty series. But between the two of them, I would take New York right now. But anyway, dude, once the schedule gets announced, then we'll start giving away tickets for the playoffs. We'll keep running that through. It's their second round. Get to do that as well. A couple of other things that I needed to follow up on real quickly. Number one, talking about selfie sticks not too long ago. I don't know that anybody, if you are going to Wimbledon, no, do not stick.
And this weekend.
Do not bring them Bill Day or Kerfuffle. Please, do not bring them.
Banned. That's not like, I'm not lying.
Oh, it's not a request.
Yeah, you won't be able to get it.
They are not allowed at the, it is, when you think of like the Wimbledon, Big Field Day, and Kerfuffle. No selfie sticks will be allowed. Also, the other thing long ago. God, I got so much crap. Remember we talked about the glass walkway in China? We talked about the one at the Grand Canyon. We talked about the one at the new Sears one in Chicago. And then we were talking about how they were building that one in China that comes off that big, like, I don't know what that cliff. God damn, is it terrifying. Girls out with like umbrellas and I couldn't stand on that.
You're afraid of the wind taking you off with the umbrella?
No, I would be afraid for the night.
Mary Poppins.
Look at that though. And look at that. Those girls don't even care. And by the way, through where it just hung cliff. 2,350 feet. If you should slip, you're going 2,400 feet. You hit the bottom. God. Whew. All right, two other videos. Remind me, just say Drexel to me in a second. Just the video of the guy who was screwing around with the alligator, and then the alligator. Did you see that?
No.
So these two guys were at a. What is this? He's a gator trainer. He's kind of pushing on the. He and his buddy had an alligator that were kind of sitting out, and they were. It almost looks like a little thing, and the alligator's there, and his mouth is just kind of open. And then they show the one guy kind of push the alligator's mouth up. And then, you can't see him here because of the box, but the red t-shirt, he goes behind the alligator while the is in front. He snaps his head around and clamps down on the dude's arm and just holds on. His arm out of there.
Really?
Mangled.
Oh.
Mangled. But it just chomps down and it's quick. Alligator is lightning fast.
You said mangled. It's broken, right?
He went right through it. Here, what? You gotta watch. All right, here we go. See, the guy. No, watch him. Here we go. Watch. Bam!
Oh,
he's on his arm.
Crap.
He's on his arm.
Oh my God! Look at the people running.
Yeah, see, now he's already out of there. He's got a lot of blood right there. Yeah, he's got a lot of blood. I'm up here, and then the guy in the black—that the alligator's mouth.
It's the guy in the red shirt say?
Oh, I didn't try to read
it. I think it says quick hands or no hands. That is quite ironic. But you know what? Maybe he was quick enough to save the hand.
By the way, how terrifying is see that alligator spin around and just... And then I didn't see the video. The other video that was going around was the dish. And then a sea lion jumped out of hands. I didn't see that video. But I saw it like they were talking about it. It looked good. But I didn't see it. Pretty good. And then the last thing from Drexel. Yeah.
Girl, she's a law professor.
Yeah, the woman. The woman from Drexel. You'll remember she was sending out a link to all of her students that was put for them to read. Said it was a video.
It's Pornhub.
Right. Do you remember what the video was, though? Few anal bead play.
Okay.
Right. So out. Wait. An editorial piece.
Oh, thank you.
That has now been published. But it's like she doesn't address the stuff.
What does she address?
She addresses talking about how, you know, public and, you know, dignity and that, you know, she goes on to talk about how, and by the way, investigation, and she was allowed to go back to work. There was no sexual harassment. It wasn't on purpose. And it was just a mistake. And she talks about, you know, all the people came after me and were saying that I'm not a good professor and I should have my abilities to practice law removed, that I should be disbarred, and on and on and on. Well, what makes me such a bad person when all of my students who are adult, they all started forwarding the exact same forwarded, what makes them any better than me? Mine at least was an accident. Intentionally, they were purposefully think around of the anal bead play.
Right.
So I did it. It was just an accident copy before I pasted. I don't know why it was already there. So when I went to paste to show him this legal brief previously copied, which was the anal bead play. So her whole thing was she had a saying that she had to sit down and tell her daughters, who I think are teenagers, why mom was going to be all over the news.
Yeah, we talked about her kids because remember she was featured for like a 16.
That's right.
Traveled together.
That's right.
And we said that they're live. And you disagreed.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everything's fine now.
Well, she should still have that just, woman's
she's been,
daughter.
She's been reinstated.
Okay. Why did we stay quietly? Why did she speak? You know what that does? Ramps it right back up again.
No. What it does is it makes you think for the next time. So why should I be? Nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Right. It was an accident.
She was embarrassed.
But students found it funny enough to be forwarding it to their friends, saying, "Look what my professor said."
It's key to her point. Why isn't everybody going after the students? And it's not harassed by it because they were all sharing it.
Right.
They all went to the media. Why isn't the media? The media's worse. She goes, no, because they were the ones who had to blow everything up.
She should have just gone away.
But yes, it was an accident. She doesn't really explain. This is the part that bothers me.
Sounds like she likes the attention.
Oh, so now you are.
Why would you? I didn't say that, but why would you?
Well, you're saying she likes the attention.
Yeah.
No.
But why would you article out there, or your op-ed, whatever you want to call it.
You put it out there because you go, you guys went all after
me. It has clearly gone away. You didn't lose your job.
Maybe that's, but nobody came back and reported.
I mean, maybe they're still talking about it at Drex. For the most part, there's other things that have taken over the headlines.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is, now this story's out there, so that when she Google her name, and it comes up that she was reinstated. And not just that she had forwarded that.
There's definitely something to that point.
Now, I don't believe she did. She didn't. I just think she did. I think she did it and said, "Listen." But what she didn't answer that bothers me. They didn't.
Maybe she told her kids that.
No, but
that
she
was
didn't.
Private. That was private. That was a family matter.
She did because she does teach sex. Not said or anything, but like some of the she's have to deal with sexuality and different types of sex. So why didn't she come out
in terms of law?
I feel like we
don't remember about that at all.
Am I making that up?
I just don't recall that.
It's not. But I'm making thought, it up. I thought it came out something to do in the sex world.
I thought she was just a law professor.
Well, there are things that take place that cross into the law world.
If that was the case, argument on her part where she could say, hey, I was doing some research.
No, but you don't even need to. You don't need to justify anything.
Some pieces.
Thank you.
On law and risky sex.
Yep.
I can't even say it. Tongue-tied. I'm bothered.
But why didn't she say, look, researching my next piece, and said, and this is what I was... So what? I like anal bead porn. It's a big deal. At least I can stand here in front of all my colleagues and my students, my family. I'm a natural woman who has just as many, I'm interesting. So I'm a sexually active being as ever.
Don't you think that would have made it a little bit?
No, because what's wrong with standing up and saying, yes, I'm a woman. I'm a law professor. I'm not dead. I still have desires. Everybody else. Some people are into this. I'm into anal bead videos. Like she said, it wasn't a home video.
Right.
Although, who's with me on what's not in home video? Amen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, she's got a sex tape that she's selling.
That's shocking.
The little bit in that it's
is
not...
It with the husband?
No, Doug Hutchinson is not in it. Or is it Dan? Whatever his name. He's not in it. It's self-play sex tape. And who's got their hands up?
I like Doug.
The
Team Doug.
Yeah, but apparently it's the stuff.
Geez.
Well, no, it is. I read all about it.
Still can't
she's
talk
by it. Anywho. Yes.
Our social media lounge, though, is still upset with the issue of contention from the first time this story came out.
Which is what?
Copying a porn link.
Why
did she...
But I feel like we solved that the first time.
We definitely did not.
No, either she liked it and was forwarding the address to herself.
People were curious, but nothing.
Just knows that that's what she's into and sent it to her. And she was like, you know what? You know who would appreciate this? My buddy Sam. And then was I've done that.
Yeah, we went over.
Yeah,
remember,
it's not unconscious.
Sharing habits with your friends.
Yeah, no, yeah. No,
for her
people,
to come out and talk.
All these people are like, oh, I would never do something like that. No matter, you
our
share.
Social media lounge, Diane. Okay.
You share. You share. That's how villages, you share. You have an abundance of green beans, you share green beans. You have an abundance of apples, you share apples. Yep.
Okay.
By the way, if I were her in the op-ed piece, I would have included the link.
For what reason?
So everybody could see what all this hubbub was about.
Uh-huh.
There's no way it's as good as it is. In real life, there's no way it's that good. But she was like, listen, how about somebody say, she was done very quickly, they had an accident, I do not think he ripped apart, I had to sit down and have a very uncomfortable conversation with my was not expecting to have to do, and so what? Now, all of it, I've cleaned up my house.
Let it go, Mom.
The...
Mom, please. I beg of you.
Do you think she told her daughters?
Not that easy to
Do you think she told... If I were her kid...
No, I know. And she did not tell them the details of the video.
If I were her kid, I'd want to know what it was.
No,
they
the
know it was...
16-year-old video.
Yeah, it was anal beads.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So she didn't have to.
So specifically which one you were watching. If I were the kid, I'd have to know.
It's not that badly. She could have seen it. It was about the story. We watched it because it was in the articles about the story.
Right. You didn't have to dig for it.
So, but you don't think she said, hey, listen, this is what I'm into?
No.
Do you think that's what she's into, or do you think... Hold on.
Stumbled on the link.
Do you...
I don't know if she's personally into it, but she definitely liked it for pleasuring. Absolutely. For pleasure and not
right.
for research.
She's a woman's woman. She's alive. She's living.
Yeah.
Love it.
What are we loving?
No, that she life. Still love life.
Anal beads.
The... No, but don't you argue with me, though? It was good of her to get the op-ed out. And turn it into a good community discussion on dignity.
I like Diane's theory about her being an attention whore. But I also, it's what they tell restaurants and hotels when there's something negative written about them. Side of TripAdvisor.
Yep.
You address it. And that response or that reply is out there for someone to stumble on. So I kind of like that theory.
She's welcome.
But you
She's
said,
welcome.
You said you did it. But I liked that you said that there's now, when you search her name, the one story, you're getting her story also.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting part of the story. It was an anal beads video. That's the part that's missing for me.
That'll be in the comments.
That I have a desire to know. You know what? Good for Dr. McElroy, associate professor of law, school of law. He said when she had to sit her teenage daughters down, the first thing, she said, listen, girls, we got to talk. What do you think those girls' mouths were?
Worse?
No, worse.
What?
Mom, are you sick? Said yes to my stomach.
Oh, God. Attic. Jesus.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. Tickets to go to Big Phil Day. Tickets, both of you go backstage and meet
with Elliot in the Morning on Facebook at facebook.com/EITI. Incubus are back. And their first live show in the U.S. Richmond, B.A. 102 Big Field Day. For a new generation of XL102. Starring Incubus, Passion Pottleman, J.Roddy Wilson, and the Business. May 2nd at RIR. Get tickets at all area Little Caesars and Fast Food locations. May. Presented by Pearson Mazda, Subway, and Bud Light.
How much taste a person has, it doesn't mean they have flavor. At Qdoba, taste is a verb. It isn't something you have, it's something. Tasting is the freedom to try things out, dabbling. That's why we freed up your choices at Qdoba. Now, you can no strings and no sacrificing on your favorite toppings like queso and guacamole. Go out, throw it all in, abandon. Only at Qdoba.
Sandra and Andrew. Naked Burrito Bar. No bar.
Celebrate your great or graduate with a nacho or naked burrito bar with catering from Qdoba Mexican Grill. Parties of any ease worry-free. Call 888-QDOBA-2GO.
Hey, it's Fletcher for Milk's favorite cookie, my favorite cookie. Oreo takes you whatever you're going to do. There's Oreo right around the corner. That's your best snack companion. Enjoy Oreo on the go. Find your favorite flavored up Oreo. Double stuffed golden Oreo. And my personal favorite, the Oreo Minute Butter Flavor Cream. Pick up a pack of Oreo at your convenience store in single serve, which is great for sharing, or Oreo Minis for bite-sized enjoyment. Milk's favorite cookie and a great Oreo on the go.
Life's easier when you have a Ram 1500. Everyone knows the best fishing spots are the ones far off the beaten path, where man seldom meets up with nature. That is, unless you've got a Ram 1500. With 29 miles per gallon highway, you can spot goldmine fishing holes before anyone else does. It's that kind of uncompromising leadership that has more people driving trucks than ever, but guts, glory, Ram. Well-qualified current lessees of competitive mileage lease on the 2015 Ram 4x4 with 21 mpg, $39 a month for 24 months with $24.99 due at signing. Tax title license extra. EPA estimated 29M20 weight available EcoDiesel V6 4x2 HFE model based on escalating total retail sales of calendar year 18. Call 1-877-RAM-702 details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Fly. Take delivery by May 4th.
This is the sound of real buttermilk being poured into a measuring cup. Listen to how thick and creamy it is. This is the sound of milk being mixed with flour. This is a mixing bowl. And it's beautiful. This is made from scratch.
Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Bacon pieces. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Caps to low interest rates are making quite an impression on our customers.
The very best thing about getting a mortgage with Cap Center was the financial savings. I literally saved thousands that I would not have been able to save had I used another lender. Cap Center was I could find that was willing to the upfront closing costs. The savings were substantial. But I also really enjoyed how upfront Cap Center was the entire time. Cap Center lists right on its homepage, and I think Cap Center would have been maybe if they served me coffee in Danish while I was signing the paperwork. I'm Stefan Stark, and I'd use Cap Center every time I need a mortgage.
Stefan will be right here. Call 1-800-985-000 or visit capcenter.com. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 7. Get information at NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing lender.
Want to be your company? Yes. Click iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
The all-new Nissan of Richmond. One thing hasn't changed. We're still the largest Nissan dealer in Richmond. And to celebrate, we're offering you the best deals in our history. Right now, get it right now. 2015 all 95. Visit Nissan of Richmond. Full sales ranking CYTD 2014. See dealer for complete details.
From the Nissan of Richmond traffic.
Northbound 95 from Bells Road through Maury. We have a crash on the right shoulder. Disabled vehicle in the left shoulder. Four collisions reported for Genitoa Charter Colony Parkway. Laburnum at Creighton Road. Stalled vehicle. Iron Bridge at 1.
Elliot XL 102.
Didn't listen.
In the morning, we'll be at Keegan. A little pre. We'll be playing for us at Keegan. I believe the party goes from 5 to 7. So please come on out. Come on out. We'll have some fun. We'll gather up. Have a good time. Tonight, that, of course, is ahead of Saturday's BFD show. Sunday's kerfuffle show. Incubus. All this shows. Each winner goes to their show, whether it's BFD or kerfuffle. You go backstage and meet Incubus. So I will give you those tickets as soon as we're Diane. Let's get into.
So the best part about the Baltimore riot stories that you're seeing today is the kindness of regular citizens who have basically offices closed today. I'm going to go out and try to start cleaning up in some of the neighborhoods that were decimated. Yesterday's looting and assault arsons. They said there were police officers who were recovering from their injuries. Also, there were police. All the nearby jurisdictions that were called in.
Yeah, I saw them talking about Montgomery County, Prince George's County, cops from all over the place out in Baltimore.
And obviously that was as the National Guard troops were fanning out city as they are continuing to try to keep the fires at bay. Of course, they're being closed today is to make way for more protests and riots as the day goes on.
That's what I was going to say. Am I just being naive and wishful it'll be cool? Is that just me being naive?
Hopeful.
I mean, obviously, it's stupid to think of, you know what, tonight it's going to be cool. I don't want to say everything will be fine. We'll be good to go. It's naive.
I don't think it's going to be empty. Maybe it won't be as buzz.
No, of course. Well, you hope not.
The Supreme Court is on the constitutionality of state bans on same-sex marriage. You've got plaintiffs banding together from Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee to make their case. Judges will debate whether individuals ban same-sex marriage and whether state ended recognizing the married sex couples that were lawfully married in other states. Massive storms rolled last night, knocking out power.
Did you see that footage?
Yes, the freight train cars.
Crap.
Coming down over the elevator bridge.
Oh, my God. That was terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
I know it was dark for a time. 240,000 people. They've done a lot of work overnight in line, but there were still about 13,000 or so who were in the dark. Many of them in a couple thousand in Metairie and Kenner as well. They've been restoring as systematically as possible, too. But obviously, it was just one of those things where, I mean, there were funnel clouds that were spotted. So, the definitely continuing. Governor Jindal also declared a state of emergency, too.
When you see those trains, because at first they're like, you're like, okay, well, they're clearly not falling from there. It sure is. God, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Defense attorneys for Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev urging jurors to spare opening statements for the penalty phase of his trial. His attorney for the attack on his older saying that he had led Jahar, who was a good kid, astray. He described Tamerlan, who died in a confrontation, as an aggressive man who failed at everything he did and who had gotten increasingly fanatical. Also, 3 months before, Tamerlan became furious in the prayer service when he compared Martin Luther King Jr. to the prophet Muhammad, a hypocrite.
Right.
The same jury that convicted Tsarnaev will decide whether to sentence him to death. Or prison. It looked up big money, obviously, being bet on this weekend's Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. Berg and Diddy to that list. They have
This is going to make me sick.
200 bet going. Diddy's got Floyd Mayweather Mark backing Pacquiao.
Wait, so their bet is with each other? Okay, I thought you meant like they were just betting in Vegas. No, $250,000 bet with each other.
Uh-huh.
You want to bet?
No.
For something, so that now you've got a little action in the fight.
Five bucks.
Come on. Yeah, you would throw a zero at the end of that. Now we're talking.
I'm not putting 50 on something like that. That's crumple up and throw it away.
What if you win? Then you just made $50.
I would have to about it and figure out who I think might be the favorite.
I can tell you the favorite is Floyd Mayweather. Oh, yeah. No, Mayweather's your favorite.
You're just saying that?
No, not at all.
I'll say, okay.
No.
I
absolutely.
Get you reversed.
I would love for you to go the other way. I'll take.
I'm not
All right, 50 bucks.
No.
Come on, man.
No.
Five. I'm not doing five. Okay. Not worth my time.
All right. Joe Ward, Evgeny Kuznetsov scoring the caps last night as 2-1 for Game 7 conference semifinals. Against you should be finding out their schedule.
Yeah, we'll find out the schedule in the next, you know who was a little bit of fun last night? Martin, number 17.
Yeah.
Big dude. He was a little bit of fun. The, there's not as much fun
saying,
for like Tom Wilson, who was on the ice against him for a good chunk of the game.
Were you mouthing some not so nice things?
A lot of FUs back and forth between. He was very smiley about it. Very smiley
That's
when he would
good.
Turn around and give me the old FU back.
Coach Barry Trotz talking to the.
Not nearly as friendly about it.
Oh.
So I just laid off of him. But, Martin,
Coach,
what do I care? He's not playing anymore.
Trotz, thanks to the fans last night for being so much behind the Capitals.
Well, the energy. We weren't going to let that game go, even when we got scored on. And the fans are, they have a big effect on the opposition, our bench.
And the fact Rangers has the upper body injury, which is rumored to be a concussion.
Oh, Zuccarello, yeah. Yeah, he took a puck to head. He's going to be out. It is out indefinitely with an upper body injury.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a concussion. So he'll have to go to back on the ice. Depends on how long the series goes, whether or not you would see him again. He clears the protocols, he's good to go. But I'll tell you, you know the other really good moment during the game last night in action, there was a part where Brooks Orpik lost his skate blade off of it, but it was messed up and was hurt. And the Islanders were swarming at that point down in front of the goal. He was on his round to try to get into his body, and at one point was literally just up on his knees. Crease, like, all right, if you fire a puck, it's going to hit me. And then, like a kid is just crawling on the ice to get side to side at one point, and he was just trying to slide himself. So he gets up. Well, you can't skate. See, we saw a couple of guys try to do that. John Carlson goes over, grabbed him by the arm, and drew the ice just so he could get over the bench. First of all, it was great that. And then for Carlson to see, oh, crap, that's going to kill us on a shift change. That was awesome. Great moment.
Also, last night, Tampa Bay topped Detroit, so deciding Game 7. That'll be tomorrow night in Florida.
And then there was one other. Glenn Cross was trying to get up the ice, end of a long shift, and he was Wilson, and they knew they had to get up the ice for a forecheck. So Wilson just took both hands, shoved him by the ass. Here, you go, and just shoved him straight up the ice. Oh, it was great. Oh, my God, it was so good. And I'll say it again all day. Mike Green was by the ice last night. God damn, did he play good.
Obviously, the Orioles-White Sox game last night over safety concerns and the players, so it still is up in the air at this point if they're going to try to move it to Nationals Park, since the Nats are if go ahead and move the start time up to as early as 4 p.m. Four errors last night. You all right?
No. There we go.
Oh. Nats committed four errors last night as they fell to the Braves' 6-game losing streak. Now, Braves will play again.
For the next in the division, though.
Yep. It's been a month since Justin Verlander injured his tricep muscle, sent to the DL for the first time. Is his timeline for his return? Tigers and Verlander both saying it's minor, but he hasn't thrown the ball in over 10 days at this point. The Cardinals and Eighth will be out for the rest of the season. Torn Achilles. Also.
Last night?
No.
Dude lost his bat in a bat went flying, hit a fan right in the face.
Saw that.
Right in the face. Just decked him. Had to leave on a stretcher.
Is the fan okay?
Yeah,
that's automatically where you go. Sorry about your face.
I was able to, and now I'm going to give it to the fan. My God damn it, that's awesome.
NBA playoffs, Atlanta in overtime to tie that series 2-2, Bucks over the Bulls, but they still trail that series 3-2, and Portland topping the Memphis Grizzlies to stay alive. Memphis leading that series 2-1. Also, the Cavaliers and Eddie Love is going to sit out the team's next round of the playoffs with a dislocated left. A look at news and sports.
The 102.
There's little or no common sense in the world of wireless. That's why there's Metro Love Common Sense. Right now at Metro, you can get a 4G smartphone, the LG Optimus L70, for just $29 in rebate. $29, no hassles. Plus, for only $30 a month, you get unlimited data, talk, and text. And the taxes and regulatory fees are included. That's more common sense. More, Metro puts you on T-Mobile's fast nationwide network. That's like bonus common sense. A $29 4G phone, $1 nationwide unlimited plan. It's the perfect time to get yourself some wireless common sense. Now, only at Metro Limited time offer. Phone pricing in store only. The $30 plan includes first 1 gigabyte of data at up to 4G speeds and is available on select devices on mobile everywhere. See store or MetroPCS.com.
Now, back on SL 102.
The joke's on me and it ain't funny. Everybody see the punchline coming my way. I've heard it so many times I could tell it to the people and I could sell it all day. It goes, a guy walks into a bar with a drink, sees a girl that catches his eye, ask her if she wants another brother, and end up in the lover's life. Hold on for a little while, then one night the taillights fell into the dawn. Guy walks into a bar.
Six to Elliot, 866-5468. I need two winners right now. One will go to BFD, Dig, Sentiment. One winner will go to Kerfuffle Sunday in D.C. Each winner will get tickets to this to go backstage and meet Incubus. Incubus will be at BB at Kerfuffle. Two shows, you both need Incubus. 866-2-Elliot, 866-235-5465.
No, we're live.
Live, no, we're letting you start live. The whole thing over.
Elliot in the morning. The morning. XL102.
Incredible. Endless deal on an insanely delicious three-quart fish grill. It's our new fire dinner with dishes that do a sweet and spicy balancing act of the best flavors of the season, starting at nice three-course flavor journey with a salad. Then pick from five special entrees, including our from the North Atlantic waters. Yes, succulent lobster tail for just $19.99. Or try the fire-grilled shrimp and scallop fire pot in a pot. Oh good, it's literally called dynamite. Into something more carnivorous? Try our grilled lamb chops that are so tender and perfect, I'll have you wondering why knives were ever. Is your fire and ice meal over? Not even when you think incredible. Can't get more incredible? It does with our new donuts for dessert in a present. Fire and ice dinner. Choice of five entrees and dessert. All starting at $19.99. Hurry in, be won't last. Bonefish Grill. Incredible, served daily.
Jose is a graduate of ECPI.
ECPI was the best decision.
Now Jose is an electronics engineering technician. Go to ECPI.com. You could earn your degree in a field that is in demand. And in as little as 2.5 years, you too could be saying that ECPI was the best to make. Discover electronics engineering. Go to ECPI.edu today. For more information on this program, see ECPI.edu/fastfacts.
Award season. Celebrate the great outdoors in the most awarded SUV lineup ever. The Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk takes you to your spotlight shines brighter. Named 4Wheeler's 2015 4Wheeler of the Year, thanks to its available ledge capability. Its award-winning accolades also include more than 7 safety and security features. Get a great deal on a Jeep brand vehicle only during the 2015 Jeep Awards season. Qualified current lessees of competitive vehicle low buys on the 2015 Jeep 4x4 for $229 a month for 36 months with $24.99 due to tax. The Jeep brand SUV lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV. 888-925 Jeep for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease of Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency by 5-4. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
No time to fuss with lunch? Introducing Chuck's Deals. 6-inch sub, fries and a drink, $6. Salad, garlic bread and a drink, $6. Small one-top drink, $6. Pick up or delivery from one of your locations. Call now or order online only at chinellospizza.com.
Even if never needs our services, isn't it good? Virginia's first and only level trauma center is here. Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU brings together services, a pediatric emergency room, a multidisciplinary team of pediatric intensive care and physical and occupational therapy, all to give our children the best possible chance for a full. Learn more at chrichmond.com.
It's so strange. I look at him now. Oh, he killed my mom.
I have to be ready to face him.
I promise you, Mary Ellen, you will die.
Then face me now! Help me!
Let him look at him.
The Flash. Tonight at 8 on CW Richmond, Comcast 214, Fios 513.
North, very slow go from Bells Road through Maury. We have a crash on the right shoulder, the shoulder area. Yeah. Watch for collision, Charter Colony Parkway, Laburnum at Creek Park, near 6th Street, stalled vehicle, Iron Bridge at White Pine Road.
Number one morning show on XL102.
866-235-5468. We'll go to line 5. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hi, this is me.
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Chrissy from Richmond.
Hey, Chrissy from Richmond. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. Oh, my God.
Still, I am going to give you a pair of tickets. Saturday is the XL102 Bigs at RIR. Incubus will be there. Passion Pit will be there. Dirty Heads, J. Roddy Walston, and a whole bunch more. Ottleman. So listen, if you want, Kaylee's going to get some info. You have tickets to go to the show on Saturday. Plus passes for you to go backstage and meet Incubus.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Good. And listen, I don't know what your plans are for Friday, but we're going to have a little get-together Friday night. We will all be at Chance. We'll be there. They'll be performing. So hang out with us. Should be fun.
Sounds awesome.
All right. Hold tight 1 second. In any case, you got your tickets for Big Field Day. Obviously, you can get in at bigfieldday.com. And now let me go to line 6. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, who's this?
This is Brent.
Hey, Brent. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Good. Sounds like you're a little phlegmy there.
You know, coming from Denver, well, I'm lucky to be alive.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You all right?
I've got out to Columbia down, so I'm in Denver right now.
Are you close to the middle of it, or are you all right?
So I'm far enough away where I don't feel in danger or anything, but still scared to be right there.
Yeah, no, I feel for you. Makes me sad, makes me scared, all of that all wrapped into one. Anyway, listen, I think it's on Sunday. You will join us, 101's Kerfuffle. That'll be taking place at Merriweather Post Pavilion. You'll see Incubus, The Offspring, Panic at the Disco, Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, Robert DeLong, a whole bunch more. Also, you'll go backstage and you will meet Incubus.
Dude, I am stoked.
Good. 1 second for me. By the way, tickets for that show, if anybody needs them, you will get those through Ticketfly. Information on any of the three things. Our little Friday night get-together at Keegan's, Saturday's BFD, or Sunday's Facebook.com/EITM online. Hey, dude, be safe over the next couple of days. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday, all right?
With Elliot.
You got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. And we'll give those tickets away. Now, don't forget, later on this morning, tickets to get into... Which, oh my God, I can't wait for. I believe you can still register to win your tickets. Facebook.com/EI. And today's your last day to get tickets. Today's your last day to register to get your tickets. And we'll do that a little bit. I do want to point out, I don't have playoff, only because I don't have schedules yet. I don't have a date to give you. But once both the Capitals and the Wizards, I'll be back to giving away playoff tickets as we move forward. Hey, whose daughter was it? I can't remember whose daughter was it that just got arrested for pissing lobby?
Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen. That.
What? Bad day for Chicago.
Why? What's so bad?
A bat hit the fan.
Okay, but that was nothing. I mean, that's an accident.
They're in contact with the kid's a mess.
Hit him right square in the.
They're head. Not. I know the.
The guy who's the guy whose bat it flew out of his hand. Yeah,
the Addison
shaken up. He's shaken up by it. Yeah.
And then now this.
I don't know with well a little bit.
I'm sorry. What team do you associate Scottie Pippen?
No. I was going to say, I don't feel like for sports, it's all around that bad. For where does his daughter live? Isn't it like Iowa or something?
The hotel is in Iowa City.
Iowa City. That's right. Right. But it was a revenge pill.
An intoxicated female and peed at the front desk. 1:30 in the morning and was arrested. They found her on a walkway next to the hotel.
So she was drunk.
How old is she?
20?
Uh-oh.
What's
probably 21.
Is it 21? Damn it.
Inhaling of alcohol, wearing all ring, two wristbands.
Okay, well, so what? Oh, my God, it's Scottie Pippen's daughter. Let her in. So, wait, was there an intel? Like, was she, like...
Yeah, she had to pee.
I thought you said it was a revenge thing.
See, I did read something that said the like a verbal with the people at this hotel... Some time ago, I don't know if it was ago.
Oh, it says earlier this
a couple weeks ago, and then they got into it, and they were, I guess, a little bit on back. Scottie Pippen, the hotel staff, and then I guess the last night or the night before, just dropped her pants there in the lobby, squirt right next to the desk.
10th, she got into a fight with security at the hotel.
Verbal.
Admitting to being drunk and test that time.
Right.
She was at a 0.14.
Okay. That's okay.
This most recent time.
Really illegal to drink.
She did not want to take the test and was accusing the cops of being racist.
She just pulled an herpes down.
A student at the University of Iowa. Which I'm assuming must be right there. So.
Go Salukis. No, the Salahis are the family.
No, you're thinking of the Saluki, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Never mind. But yes. Could you imagine doing that?
No,
when
God.
When was the last time you did that?
Peed at a front desk? Never. No matter how mad I've been, I've always gone into the bathroom.
But, like, if she would have just dropped and pissed in the parking lot, she asked for that. It's because she was inside.
I think we've talked to enough people who've been busted for that.
What,
to know
being
that
outside?
You can get, yes.
No.
Yes, that's why
you don't get
registered.
No, but you don't get taken in for
the little thing that says, can you register to be on the sex offender?
No. That's like if you're being egregious.
You get taken in for that. Did you see what she writes in her Twitter bio?
Oh,
this will be good. Go ahead.
I'm more than Scottie Pippen's daughter. I'm me, Sierra Pippen.
I got a pee-pee.
And that guest appearance on the boat.
So good. So good. With Judah.
This is going to remind people of...
He did.
Damn it.
And for those that didn't know, he had one. Now I just learned that he had. Was that during his
15,
full stay?
20 years ago? No.
Like when that was he like new?
Was he with the Blazers?
Oh, so he had already moved on. It was sucks when Michael's not around.
I don't know.
But he got busted for a DUI, and now so did she. Well, she got drunk for pissing out in the lobby. Have you ever pissed in the lobby of a hotel? I've thrown up in the lobby of a hotel. I did not get arrested for it, though. Although, you know what? I did have a friend piss in the lobby of his apartment building. I can't hold it anymore. Okay. And was hammered, got his wang, and pissed in the hotel. The apartment building. Hey, didn't he get one?
Who are you pointing at?
Oh, Mike Jones. Jonesy! Did you get busted for peeing somewhere, like in a building? Pretty sure. Why does that stand out? Who do we know?
Run a background check
on
that.
In a building?
No, there was... Who was somebody...
A lot of people at New Year's Eve parties.
Different,
that's
Diane.
A fountain.
That's
already
a plate
liquid.
That would be embarrassing to get hauled in for peeing in public. No, it wouldn't. No.
Why you're a registered sex offender.
Not everybody gets that, do they?
One many. One is too many. More than one.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, if I
would
were,
like to take you trick-or-treating.
But if, like, side of the road and just pissed up against the median. You don't register for that, for public urination, but you don't register for that. Somebody here got busted.
Upset. He may not be lying, but he's upset.
No, Jones. I'm not trying to. Didn't you get busted for pissing somewhere? Are you sure? You're not supposed to talk about it. Oh, don't talk about it. Okay.
Oh, it was fine at nights.
Oh.
It's clean cut.
You've peed in public.
Of course. Yeah. We were going to in Jacksonville.
We were.
Behind the dumpsters.
Where am I going? Line two? No, okay, if it's not...
Oh, flies tie. Fly. Ah, that's why we couldn't find it.
Who do we know?
Yeah, driver. Kaylee, put flies tie in Uber.
By the way,
I'm not playing a cleanup fee.
When you see... that expense, Jesus Christ. Who... We know... got hauled in for public place. Not in public, but in a public place.
One of four listeners.
No. Like somebody, and not, like I said, like not out like in a street or something like that, but like inside of a building.
Instead of trying to just go to any line.
Bill on Twitter says...
What if you pee in an office building? You peed in the lobby of an office building.
Especially when the bathroom's right there.
You don't know the code. I do. 321 or 131. Go ahead.
Somebody on Twitter says you have to get 3 urinate charges and then they make you register. I'm right.
You were wrong.
There are places who
that are on
claim
the registry
that they've had to do it after.
We talked to them.
No,
maybe their third...
It
could be their third citation.
No one ever cops to priors.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, Sarah from Richmond, how are you?
Good. Am I on a speaker?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Well, you know what, let's pick up the phone.
Is that better now?
Okay.
Hey, so in college, my friend got really messed up at a bar, and she peed in the lobby of the dorm. She had, like, one shoe on, it was getting taken to the hospital.
Did she?
Yeah, she had to get the whole, you know, whatever, like, pump your stomach, the IV. She came rolling in. breakfast the next morning, still with her or whatever.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so she'd write in the lobby of the dorm building?
Yeah, I'm home, but he didn't live in that dorm, so he'd take her through past that.
Right.
And she just, like, popped a squat. She had one shoe on, totally messed up. Let it happen.
Hey, can I ask you this? Was she wearing in jeans?
Dress.
Like, I feel like that would be easier. Like a
yeah.
thousand
and
then,
jeans.
Oh, you gotta
yeah.
tuck it under your chin
and then pull your panty aside. Jeans, though.
Yeah, side of a bikini.
All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, come out and see us on Friday at Keegan's, please.
Already
see you will be. You'll remind me that you're inside of her Cugini. Very good. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you.
Sounds good.
You sound cute. Hi.
Hey, Allie. What's going on? It's Matt G.
Matt's good, dude.
So I have a really good girl peeing on the bus story from college.
Go ahead.
I drive the late night bus in college, a drunk bus, and this actually happened that we hated. So it was this girl at the end of the night when all the bars are letting out and the doors of the bus are open. There are two seats that are like up under, like up on a city bus by themselves.
Right.
Except, and this is camera. We watched it 4 million times. I was in up onto the stair, skirt pulls down her panties, sits down, and all over the bus.
Did she get busted?
I actually do not answer to that question.
See, nobody gets in trouble for public urination. Nobody gets in trouble.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that we got her information because we had to replace the seat, which I believe she had to pay for.
Boy, that sucks.
I don't think we filed charges, but she had to pay for those seats, or her parents paid for them, or whatever. But
hey, Daddy, have you ever driven like a party bus?
Yes and no. I've driven one for life before, which I became mom and I started yelling at them.
No, like where it's like they hired out for the night and you run the party bus and drive them around like from place to place or just.
Oh
like,
no,
just,
God, no, that.
I would bet every buses once a month somebody just whips it out and just pisses right on the floor. Yeah, once a month, I guarantee.
That's why there's a minimum $200 cleanup fee.
Right, they just bring a hose in there. Maddie G, I will talk to you soon. Good talking to you, my friend.
All right, have a fun weekend.
Oh, we will. Trust me, we will.
Don't you agree?
Do you remember the girl in San Diego who stopped her car in the middle?
Oh, that one was dangerous, though. That one was dangerous.
But she went right there.
That's right. She did pick up the video where she's pulling up her
hovering of a puddle.
And she did
almost,
she get arrested?
Got killed. I'm sure she was something.
But I
she
bet she's not on the registry.
Hammered and stopped her car in the middle of a busy freeway.
She probably got for like mayhem. But not for the public urination. You really got to get it for that. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hey, how are you?
Emily, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I have a good one for you guys.
Go ahead.
I just got called after a late night and won diabetes and got away with it. It was out near my dorm, and campus security came up to me while I was peeing, and I was like, how am I going to get away with this? I'm like, listen, I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I'm not a pee. And I got away with it.
That's a good way to go.
I am a type 1 diabetic.
That's the way she said my. I was like, okay, we're still living the lie. But if she would have said on being a no, but at least she maybe let to prove it.
Well, I do want to prove it. I'm like, I am a type 1 diabetic.
Can I ask a question? If you're a type 1 diabetic, do you have to have the bracelet?
No, you don't have to have a medical bracelet, but
just use that as the excuse.
Well, as a type 1 diabetic, you should have it because it is.
I don't know. I left it at the bar.
I probably shouldn't be drinking this much. As much.
I have one to prove it. I do have one to prove it. But yeah, that was a good one.
That is pretty good. That is really, really good. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Later, my high school friend peed in the back. We're both handcuffed in the back.
Oh, my God.
By the way, everybody who gets hauled in, 20% of them piss the back of a police. That I totally believe. You're nervous. You're drunk.
You gotta go anyway.
You know you already broke the seal somewhere. And they're not worried about getting you there in a timely fashion. Out it comes. Yes, Tyler.
You asked about peeing. Elliot, I had the pleasure of receiving citation in Pennsylvania for peeing on the side of the road.
Citation for every time I peed on. I have a book.
You've never been busted for that.
No, because people know if you got to pee, you're going to pee on the side of the road.
Well, it depends. Like, hammered, that's probably going to make a cop stop.
If
you're at least being...
Where are you going? I'm like, you know what? I had to pee, so I pulled over. Pulled the arrest area.
I mean, you see people do it all the time on the interstate.
All the time. Proud people that runs like 30 feet into the woods, just right next to the car.
Hell no, yellow line.
Whatever. You ain't ever seen no penis? Please. Will you ask these people to hold? If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. Let me take one quick break. I'll grab you next.
This vulnerable world needs something more powerful than any one of us.
Age of Ultron hits theaters on May 1st. Elliot in the Morning wants you to see it early with us.
Ultron in the flesh.
Listen, win your passes to Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengers Age of Ultron. Tonight, Majestic 20 in Silver Spring for an IMAX 3D screening.
No way we all get through this.
Listen all week, every day. Can't get through? No problem. Head to Facebook.com and sign up to get your passes there.
There are no strings on me.
Young screening of Avengers Age of from Marvel Studios. Experience it in IMAX 3. Elliot in the Morning.
We've all got excuses not to exercise. Here's an excuse to get started. This Tuesday at any American Family Fit offer, and your best chance to make real change in the way you look, feel, and live your life. Stop by any location and see what you'll be amazed at ours, and most of all, our commitment to it all starts here. Dollar Tuesday at AmericanFamilyFitness.com/DollarTuesday.
Two outs here in the ninth and one out away from a perfect game. While we wait for the next batter, don't forget about the great clips for Solo. Everyone will go. I'm leaving. That must be some
great haircut sale. For limited months, a haircut is just 5 minutes. It's gonna be great.
The $5.99 great haircut sale runs April 25th through May.
Over 20 Richmond area salons.
Rise and shine.
Need a little more sleep. Say 5.
And son, we've got to be on the sunrise.
The fish are still asleep, Dad.
We'll stop at Hardee's. We need a good breakfast to reel in.
Once Hardee's? Why didn't you say so?
Rise and shine at 5 with Hardee's made from scratch sausage and egg biscuits. 2, price plus tax at participate.
Now, wasn't this worth getting up for?
People come to Diamonds Direct. Extraordinary value and unrivaled selection. But what impresses them even more is warranties and guarantees. It starts with a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee and a 90-day nationwide price guarantee. We want to love your diamond, not be stuck with it. Then we give you free maintenance for life on any sizing free. Roading finish free. New bezel free. Need a stone tightened? No charge. Even if you accidentally knock out an accent diamond, Diamonds Direct will replace it at no charge. Charge you for. We get while other jewelry stores require you to have your jewelry constantly inspected to keep a warranty intact, at Diamonds Direct, inspections are not required. And when you're ready to upgrade that diamond, we'll get in of your original permanent purchase price to 10% guaranteed appreciation when you trade in for a larger stone. Diamonds, ordinary value before, during, and after the sale. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across...
After your accident, will the start piling up? Will calls from insurance companies and bill collectors overwhelm you?
Willing to make ends meet.
Be faced with physical and financial pain because of negligence.
And that a personal injury can affect the rest of your life. We've dedicated our lives to fighting for you.
We're Allen and Allen. Call us.
866-388-7150 today for a free consultation.
The cozy hot chocolate seekers and those who dream about whipped cream and caramel drizzle. A la any size specialty beverage is only $1.99. So if you crave a vanilla latte or an iced caramel macchiato full of flavor, we'll make it because our specialty beverages make your day. And right now, they're each. Try one today. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store.
Smoke makes a better smoked ham. Woodcrafted our new Black Forest ham. We look to age-old European tradition, smoking it with beechwood chips imported from Germany. This distinct flavor that's both rich and smooth, a flavor rarely found in American smoked hams. While some smoking methods work, ours must also withstand the test of taste. Introducing Boar's Head Black Forest Beechwood Smoked Ham. Customers elsewhere.
Knocking. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Carl Sandwich.
Who's there?
Carl Sandwich. Silly, I told you already.
Get two Carl Sandwich sandwiches for just $4 for just $1. Only at Burger King.
Time to wash away the grime. Stop by O'Rain-X Spot-Free Car Wash for $5.99 after mail-in rebate. Keep your vehicle drying. Pick up O'Rain-X Spot-Free 9 after mail-in rebate at O'Rain-X. Better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, O'Rain-X Auto Parts.
Conditions improving for North Chippenham all the way to your collisions and stalled vehicle situations. Watch for 64, a slow go eastbound between 288 and 295. Watch more crash. It's on Laburnum at Creighton Road, Williams Road, Denito at Charter Colony Parkway.
The top of the Elliott in the Morning Building. WWDC, CRXL, Richmond.
Everything we know, some brains are fast, means that some brains are slow.
Morning. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later on this hour, last ticket sign to see tonight. Screening of Avengers, Age of Ultron. The little IMAX 3 mod night. Register to win your tickets if you go online, facebook.com/EITM on. But this morning will be it for you to get your tickets to go tonight. All right, I got to get back into some phone calls. Wait, what do you have for me?
Well, the
Now we're talking.
My spine. Jason on Facebook, my friend in college peed on an RA's door, then passed out in front of it, pants down. Jason has yet to though reply. Follow up question two: is your friend's name Jason? Carrie on Twitter, revenge, a very angry single name in the ceiling all the time, so I peed on the balcony onto hers.
The way, world of the revenge piss in a big way. in a big way.
And I.
Aren't you with me, though? It's one thing to piss. That's revenge piss is solid.
Sends a message.
I would bet that RAP revenge piss.
And while we wait for Jason
to respond
to the question he was asked, I feel like we can get a quicker response. Never heard of? It's chargers that cops drive have drain holes with the plastic.
No.
And says on Twitter, the back
Say
seats are
again.
Hard. The Dodge Chargers, the seats are hard plastic. With
way. No way. No way. There's a drain hole. I have an old car that had an ashtray. The bottom of the car was rusted out. So there is a hole in the back of the police car for me to piss through. Piss through, but if I piss, it's just gonna through it.
For easier cleaning.
I mean, I like the idea. Yeah. There's no way. There is no way. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line one?
You're dealing with more than...
How big's the hole? Although yesterday I wouldn't have needed much more than that hole,
God,
for urine.
That's referring to it all.
Woo, man, was I running. Hi,
Hey, Elliot. Hello, class. How you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too... Long time ago, youngin. I got chased for pissing behind a bar.
By the way, dude, I would be terrified to get in trouble for
giving him $40 of my watch.
You really?
Yeah.
And going to jail.
What kind of watch was it?
It was a hell of a night, because then as we were coming back off the trolley in San Diego, which seems to have all your piss stories.
Right.
I ran into the bridge, started pissing, and all of a sudden I hear this, hey, I end up pissing on a bum.
Unintentional.
It was. I didn't know he was there. It was dark.
Listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, brother.
Take care, guys.
Later. Hey.
Elliot.
Hey, who's this?
Me?
It is.
All right. I'm just purely because of shame. But, I got one for you.
Go ahead.
I February 28th, my buddy and I, we all move. But before that, we grabbed lunch right by you, actually, at the Hooters Rockville, too.
Oh, very good. Very good.
And he spent about 4 hours there. Then went over to Bed Bath & Beyond, and I could not find the bathroom, so whipped it out and pissed all over the quilt.
Aw, man.
I ended up having guns drawn on me by the...
Did you really?
Yeah. I had a great attorney. I got two charges, one for peeing in public and one for, like, dude, I do not want indecent exposure. And they're like, all right, like, just peeing in public.
Well, so what was
But the- I had to pay restitution. I mean, at like, $1,700 to knock me on.
Wait, $100? Dude, just one. That's all that you would cop
to. On those bets, those would be a couple hundred.
My God.
I love it, though.
By the
love
way,
it. Yes.
Is there a store? Bathrooms are closer to the front.
Right when you walk in.
They're right there. Stores like that.
No, because he was walking, he was searching, he was all around looking, didn't notice it when he was in
the place to go when you have to go immediately because you know you don't have to go to the back. It's literally right there.
Kaylee? Line. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Me.
Hey, Mary, how are you?
I was towed this morning, but it's only up from here, right? It's going to get better. But,
wait, why was your car towed this morning?
So it's my brother and sister-in-law's thing up in a, like, townhome neighborhood. You have to have a visitor's pass.
Oh, and you didn't have the pass, so they told you.
And I didn't put the pass in last night.
That's my...
I mean, whatever. But anyway, it's for you.
All right, go ahead.
So when my sister was in high school... Her and my parents went to my fraternity fundraiser.
Right.
And ATO, just so you know. And they, you know, like, my sister was in high school at the time. Definitely not the, you know, not the heaviest drinker, but definitely partied hard that night with my parents and my brother. And did a couple keg stands and others and eventually, like, left the fraternity house.
Right.
And... They went to a Burger King, because my sister needed, and, you know, like, you had to pay to get something at the, like, at
right, to be a customer,
to
sure.
To the bathroom, to give you the key to the bathroom. So, I don't know why my mom just didn't, like, give her, like, whatever the heck you buy at Burger King, squatted outside of the bathroom door in the Burger King, and just... right there, right on the floor. Right on the floor, with my mom standing. Oh, my God, this is my daughter. proud mom moment. It's like dinner parties, the parties all the time.
Is awesome. All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, any way I can get kerfuffle tickets?
I like you.
It'll be fun.
And, well.
How about Dave? will he be fun?
You know what? Let me see if I don't know if I have any. I don't know if I have any extras. Hold tight, 1 second. Hold on, 1 second.
There's definitely a side that is, and then your side, which is the revenge-driven.
This is great.
Pee, where you're peeing based
because you're
on this the context to me be in public.
I believe, and I could be wrong, but I want to say I feel like I know. I did this. I'm trying to revenge or just being. It had to be out of revenge because I normally wouldn't do that. No. But we peed all over a buddy of ours' tires on his car. But I normally wouldn't messle. So it had to be for revenge. Massive revenge piss.
I take tires over the front seat.
Not my back seat. I have seats with the drain hole. Have.
Here's one from Twitter that involves a car that which side it falls on.
Okay.
Urination or revenge?
Wait, where which one am I going to? He's red carded in a soccer game. Ref left his sunroof open and friend jumped on his roof and pissed in his car.
Which side does that fall on? You go just public.
You ever have the balls to do that to somebody?
No.
How? Even out of revenge?
Well, I believe he was upset. Was it a straight red?
Could you find yourself angry at somebody?
No.
You would climb up on their car and piss at their
Wait, if I was that angry, I'd key it before I am standing on top of urinating into it.
So we get fired for no.
Oh, they all did.
And we get escorted down.
Yeah.
And you find out that one of the manager's son.
No, I'm not doing anything.
I think I would.
Because then you have to pay for it, and you don't...
Why am I having to pay for it? You don't know that I did that.
Can you give me...
Fire, as in today?
Yeah.
One of them peed in my car.
Oh,
it is a pipe.
Yeah.
It's a low ceiling. He passed me. Sorry, he's unconscious.
No, but they wouldn't
covered
know.
In urine.
They wouldn't know it was somebody that had been fired. It could have just...
I would go there first for the investigation.
Okay, but if you... No proof, no guilt.
Yeah, something would be left.
Yeah, my urine. Hi, Elliot.
Hi, Elliot. How are you?
Good. Who's it? By the way, why is everybody that pees in public a chick?
Probably because we have little bladders. I don't.
Anyway, yes, go ahead, ma'am.
So when I was in the military, I was 2 years. I was drunk one night, of course, because all good urinating stories start with drunk.
Right.
Waiting for the drunk bus to come around, and I had a piss so bad. And I found a car to hide behind. Come to find out, it was an MP's vehicle. Yeah. So the guy flashed his lights on me. Of course, sure, I was done.
Right, of course. Hey, two things. Number one, do you guys get in trouble for it? Military police find you,
Oh, yeah, we get in trouble. I didn't get in trouble, but he detained me and waited for my supervisor to come pick me up. This morning, everybody knew what happened, but,
Number two, Tyler took a piss.
Oh, I'm the only one.
I'm sorry, urinating.
Does it bother me?
I'm sorry.
What?
People who, it's so vulgar.
You've never been to dinner with Lindsay? Hey, wait a second, I just gotta go take a quick piss.
Off the lawyer.
Kaylee has.
He agreed with me. Kaylee's on the island with me.
Wait, you've never told.
And we both got our bathing suits.
By the way, combined between Tyler and Kaylee, who brought their bathing suits to Jacksonville, how many uses did you get from Kaylee? And that's a zero.
Here's the danger of lightning strikes.
hey, a tornado touchdown.
So Kaylee, you've never looked at Nick in the middle of what? Order me, go take a quick piss. Have you gone with Tish? No, but have you ever said, man. I told Jackie that last night.
Jackie doesn't say that.
No. No problem with it, but she would.
I'll throw another pee on there.
Pee's okay, not one pee.
Wait, Lindsay will say
because it sounds childlike.
Pee. I don't know. It just softens the blow a little bit. Two quick follow-up.
Yes, please.
I have an answer from Jason who says his friend's name was not Jason.
Damn it!
False. of the seats they use for cop cars.
Wow, look at that. So, you know what? That's interesting to me. I wasn't expecting...
So what is it, a little reservoir?
No. So you've got... That's the floorboard part on the bottom, and then the hole in the back. So if I piss myself, it kind of just runs and gathers into there, and then if I piss it out on the floor... By the way, I bet if I throw up in there...
Yeah, or you're bleeding.
Yeah, kind of diarrhea if I'm nerd over. Maybe that's what it was yesterday. Maybe I was nervous over that, had diarrhea.
Now you're taking me back to something you said off the air.
I don't remember what I said.
You used the prop.
What it
the
was.
The toilet?
No, it was the color red.
Oh,
I'm a curse. Goddamn funfetti cookies.
I got home yesterday and one of my kids told me he had diarrhea and I high-fived him and said, Ace! Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
What's up, man? When I was younger, I was staying with my parents, and we had this rude neighbor, and she was, and got the idea, I went straight over to her yard and just took the biggest crap on her doorstep. It was so funny. I laughed so hard. The next day, I see her cleaning it up. She just had the most disgusting look on her face.
Take the napkin off my lap, put it on the table,
and I'm out. So.
Thank God, God's gonna tell me that.
I did that in Jacksonville every time I sneeze.
Yes, you did.
And I never didn't pee that often. I set that record. But every time I sneezed, I did. I said I didn't have honey.
Wait, didn't Kaylee say that at one point? Didn't you let loose?
I yelled at her for not doing it.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. Oh, because you faced to see who would get in the pool first with your... Let me take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
Pizza. Oh. That's
Elliot in the morning. Presents The Offspring. Make it a 3 with 50 rehab session. A strip to lunchtime performance Monday, May, Monday, Maple House Downtown Music Hall. The only way in is to recover from breakup on the festival with the soothing Gold Cow Punk.
That's okay, cause I got
the self-esteem. The rehab session featuring Offspring.
Big field.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure, you'd love it.
I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I paid for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can handle it. Breakfast. Right now, sandwich with a meat with medium freshly brewed for only $3. Most AM. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Morning.
Check, Chris.
Long.
Here you go, man. I got an extra sausage burrito and small McCafe coffee from McDonald's Dollar Menu.
Taste sausage burrito to a sweet and creamy brother face, all for $1 each. McDonald's Dollar Menu at breakfast can get your mornings up.
Feel better?
Yeah. I am ready to bring it. Are you ready to bring it? This day is you.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Hey, what up, mail guy?
Price and dark only.
We like things. The Monument 10K.
Big.
When football training camp opens, we put your product. We're probably lacking in good big gas. You heard right. And since we could all use this month, Pearson big gas savings. Buy a new Pearson Kia and get 100 gallons of gas. This is just one of the many deals during Pearson Kia's big gas reconstructing structure. Get your big gas on at 301 West Broad Street and PearsonKia.net.
Extend your engine's performance all at once. Stop parts and advice you need for a tune-up. Now get a deal on Bosch Iridium or double back. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
New Odor Eaters medicated strength medication provides relief and controls odor and wetness. Its superactivated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
Smartphone, what can I do for Mother's Day?
Talk your mother's way. All right. You never call me. I am not your maid. Did you don't talk with your mouth full?
No. What can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's easy. Go to Diamonds Direct.
Your destination for the perfect mother. We've assembled our best collection of Mother's Day jewelry. From birthstone rings to diamond hoop earrings to pendants, pearls, and eternity. Specially priced for the occasion. For your mother or the mother of your children. Give value from Diamonds Direct.
Thank you, Buzz Direct, for Mother's Day smartphone. You got any other ideas?
Don't make me turn this car around, mister, or I'll give you something to cry.
Yeah.
Let the X-Direct help you find her a Mother's Day gift she'll enjoy for years to come. Short pump west across from Whole Foods. Richmond's direct diamond importer.
Does Richmond need a level 1 pediatric trauma center? Find out when Dr. Jeffrey Haynes addresses the subject on Wednesday, May 3rd to 6:30 p.m. at the Lewis. Dr. Haynes will also discuss the many emergency and trauma resources of Chisholm at VCU, the first and only level 1 pediatric trauma center in Virginia. Free and open to the public and recommended. Register at VCU Health Seminar.
The more you learn about more gaps you might find, like how you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
When a lion is sculpted
for your not-so-fine art.
You broke my Mr. Banana lamp.
Covered for hitting this car. But maybe not covered for hitting this car. Farmer's agent about what gaps might be happens.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Hard to hear in those gaps of dollars in your car insurance. Call them to say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Right now at Kroger, earn four times the fuel points them to buy the things you need any points add up fast. Gift cards are not just for gifts anymore. But hurry, four times soon at Kroger.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Merging delays from 195 near Broad 64 westbound running slow. Rock slow 64 westbound near Broad Street Glenside that has your left lane blocked. Collisions for Forest Hill at Chippenham. Also on Hull Street at Chippenham and Hull Street at...
Now, back to Elliott XL102.
Martin, I brought a story in for you. Say again? Oh, I mean, I don't have to drag it. I pulled out this story. Doctors now say that cracking your nut instantly like you do is actually good.
There you go.
It's good for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, they say it's very good for you. I don't know why. So bad. It sounds, yeah, there she goes. Can't help herself. Sits in there and crack, crack. But no, they, because you'd always hear for their, like, your whole life. Do you do your toe? Ugh. My
face. You crack your toes.
Oh, wait, now we, here goes wrist. And your ankles. And your hip.
You got problems.
Do you do your knee? Pop his knee. Or crack his knee. You're a mess, dude. But didn't they just say, like, for the longest time you were ankles?
That it would make them, like, larger.
That's not true. That's not true. That's, there's nothing there. Uncle time to time? Not that or this. Just sideways.
Is your ring finger swollen?
Say again? No, I cut it down here.
No, I'm
want
just
me to re-break it?
Swollen.
Does that look swollen?
It looks like
that
it
may be a weight gain, but the, no. Oh, that ring comes off quickly.
There you go. Closer and closer to reality. Reality, it's like it's hanging off your hand.
No. They said that it's, that now it's good for you. That they talk about the sound, obviously. That's the,
I didn't know that. I saw that last week.
Yeah, that it's good.
No, I don't know this article at all, but I Jim Down came from.
Oh, it's the pocket.
It's gas.
The, yeah, but it's like that pocket of the.
So I didn't know that.
Crack your knuckles.
Never done it once.
Yes, you have.
No.
You've never cracked your knuckles.
I make a joint, may make a sound when I'm walking. It seems to happen a lot when I'm trying to be as quiet as possible. But I definitely have never cracked. It's not for me. It's up there with flipping my eyelid. Wait, I never tried that
that's
either.
That's the worst.
I don't even know what that is.
Third.
You turn your eyelid inside out? Yeah. No.
My mom always painted those with the same brush.
You know what? In hindsight, I wish...
The eye thing?
Yes. I want to get contacts, and it's all about lid control.
Is that what they've told you?
The what?
Oh, man, Elliot, I wish you would have put your eyelid in.
No, if I were able to do that, I would obviously be able to get contacts in my eyes, but because I can't get the contact in my eye.
I've never done the lid flip. I am fine with the contact.
If I would have been one of those kids that did do the lid flip, I would have much more lid control.
That image is going to be in my head all day.
Why? Why does that bother you?
The lid flip, it's awful.
Okay, nobody does it all. It's not like you're going to walk down the street and see it.
Try the phone.
Everything is well known, though.
Yeah.
I had never heard that before.
Yeah, that it's just it's in your joints?
Yeah, well, now you're explaining kind of what I read, but I had never come across that.
Oh, yes, that's not... Why, does that bother you?
I can't even look at you because your eyelids might be flipped.
I don't crack... Haley's in there as a body through the hole. You crack your knuckles, don't you?
No.
Oh, you never have?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, you don't have to
usually
talk down.
No.
Knuckles, that hasn't been big from cracking it.
Well.
Kaylee, will you pull it? That's the best.
Oh, my God.
You just do the thingy?
Extreme.
No, she does the, like, crunch down. Yeah. That one's rough to do, though. I can't do my thumbs, though. I wish I could crack my thumbs. It feels so good. Talk about, creates a sound that drives people nuts, blah, blah, blah. We're younger, that there's a risk of arthritis. People who can crack their knuckles actually joints than others. Wait, crack their knuckles?
Son?
No, you haven't, but you could.
I see what you're saying. I thought you meant, like, can't get over the fear. Fill in the blank.
No, this says people can't crack their knuckles. People who can crack their knuckles are healthier. Because they do, or people that can't. I've never heard of somebody that can't crack their knuckles. To be honest, I've never heard of anybody that's never cracked their knuckles.
It's something to me growing up.
Like, your finger never gets tight at some point. You just pop it so it feels good. Honestly, and I'm not exaggerating.
But that's the problem.
Think orgasm.
Come on. It's like that split second of, like,
no pain. There's no pain.
Oh, it can be. It can hurt a little bit.
Kaylee, do you feel pain or orgasm? Orgasm. I'm with you. Science involved in making your finger pop is more than... Well, that's not part of the article that I want. Oh, yet studies show that regular knuckle crack any harm. It's that it's actually a sign of having very healthy joints.
I thought it was going to be zero cares.
No, no, are healthy, and they are filling back air and gas and a little bit of liquid. And you need it in there so that you don't start on, which gets you your arthritis. Between the air and the liquid, listen to that. Nothing. That's healthy.
Your hands don't creak?
Yeah, no, because they're healthy. I do crack my knuckles. I can't. Mostly because I don't want to touch them.
But would you do them the same way, like crush them in? Like
I don't crush mine. I can finger three times when I do it. Pull, one, bend left, bend right, pull. Yeah, Kaylee's right there with me. All the, right? Yeah, that a girl.
But you're not double jointed.
No, that has not. Here, look, I can.
There's the image again. Thanks. Just started to forget.
Yeah, you can or can't do that.
The eyelids?
Yeah.
I've never done it. It's disgusting. I just remember, like, boys doing it in elementary school and being like...
Boys were the only one.
In my experience.
You know, by a caller.
Sounds hot as hell.
Yes. No, but someone who maybe with an interest.
Right.
If a woman called, it was like, yeah, I flip my eyelids all the time. You'd be like really into it.
Sounds hot.
You coming to Keegan's?
Yeah. Keegan's? Line three. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Is this me?
I also feel like my fingers are really... you know what I can't do that? I wish I could. Your thumb and push it down and touch their... Wait, where are you going? Yeah, I can't do that either. Although, somebody that can do that, that's impressive. I can't do it. I can put a leg behind my head. What are you doing there?
When?
I don't understand what you're doing. That? Your hands overextend? And here's all the people.
Well, you're ignoring Diane's question.
Wait, what was her question?
Since when have you put your leg behind your head?
Oh, I can do that.
There's no way.
No, when I was doing karate hardcore.
Let's talk about something. Oh. You did, like, you know, I haven't been to the dojo
line.
Recently.
Go to the line. Quick. Call it. Yeah.
Hi.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Yeah, hi. I can do quite a few of those things. I am a female. I flip my eyelids. I have been able to do it since I was
awesome.
I actually work with kids in an elementary school, and often they want to do something weird. But yeah, can you show this work and that? That cringe, half look, half not look thing. It's fun.
Hey, let me ask you, are you a big cracker?
No, when I was younger, I used to crack my knuckles and make a... Like I was holding, and then I flip my hands out.
Yeah, that's like that. Yeah. That's that one I don't like so much though. And I'll tell you why, because they all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like to say.
I like to hear that noise of all at once. That's
oh, you know what? There's some people. Tyler, somebody who's never cracked their knuckles. When you hear somebody cracking their knuckles, does it bother you?
Not a fan.
But does it bother you because you think that this, it's like neck? Does it bother you?
I don't think it's necky.
No, but it's not classy.
Listen, I just, the willies.
I don't like when people crack their necks.
Oh!
God.
There goes Kaylee. When people will grab the side of their head and pull it.
Yes,
or, no, you know the one that I'm really, you really want to get to me about showing me how much better you are than I am? To take their chin and push the head, crack their neck that way. First of all, snap their neck.
Exactly.
I can still put one leg behind my head. I used to be able to put two.
Oh, you know what? Good for these. No, I never claimed that I could do two. I definitely could do one. Bad. Hey, very good. I appreciate
it. Welcome. And you probably don't remember me, but I met you guys at the 311 backyard funeral where it was with Sublime in Rome.
I remember the Sublime in Rome.
A long time ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago. I think you met Kaylee's mom at that show. She comes to all our promotions. All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
With me, though, the people that can, like,
that
spin.
Feel like they're, like, a little bit too much force away
Kaylee,
from, like,
you're
paralysis.
Going sideways. You're going sideways. Can you grab your, turn your head? There you go. Did it crack? Oh, that's awesome.
Every morning in the way in the car.
Wait, what are you doing now? Crack my back. I have to lose in prayer and have Jackie bounce me up and down. That feels good, though.
Doing the Heimlich?
The...
What do I look like? I would scare onlookers.
I swear to God, has you never had your back crack like that?
I mean, naturally. Up. There's no need to do this.
No, I'm going to show you. I'm not going to do it. But, like, if you stand this, I grab... Here, turn around. Yeah. I grab you like that, and then I bet. And it'll crack your back right open.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Ow.
By the way, you'll remember from yesterday, you had a talking about the
condom. Yeah.
She cannot crack her knuckles. You were asking
at all.
Somebody, she can't do it.
How is that even possible?
And what did it say about those people?
Not as healthy. They're not healthy.
That's probably why she had the heart attack yesterday.
Yeah, no, if you cannot crack, you're not healthy.
Like a slogan.
Like, what was your bumper sticker, vag before C-back or something like that?
No, it was like...
V-back, vag, or... No, it wasn't
V-back.
Vag,
no. It was just
I heart vagina.
V-back, vaginal vag.
That's right. Where am I going, Kaylee?
Line one?
Hey, Elliot, it's Galen.
Oh, here we go. You could probably crack everything.
I can, actually, except for the elbow joints and, like, your skull. But I can actually crack everything, including my sternum.
I've never heard of that.
I can't do that one intentionally. Sometimes when I stretch, though, it just pops weird.
I have never heard that.
But I can intentionally crack my standing and twisting really fast. And I have dislocatable hips get about sometimes and crack often. And ankles.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. We did see somebody who could do that.
What would you do for Foo Fighters?
That's right. Somebody took their hips out of socket.
It was awful.
Terrible. Yeah.
Hey, can you do your neck?
Yes.
Dude, that's awesome. How great does that
feel? Both my hands and just turning it.
That's what I mean. Your fingers. Oh, you do your toes, too, don't you, dude?
Well, I mean, that's... My feet are just my feet. I don't care about that. But my hands, I have to crack them sometimes because I get really sore.
Right, and you're healthy. So healthy, Galen.
Take my thumb and pull them down and crack them. I can also crack my thumbs because you put your thumb down where the joint connects to your wrist.
Right.
With your thumb.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
The only person who feels queasy right now.
Why do you feel queasy?
Just all of this talk. Ever since she said...
Because she's healthy?
Mom actually heard my sternum pop once, and the look of horror on her face was phenomenal. It was amazing. The look of horror.
I got to tell you, I've never cracked their sternum.
I haven't either. My stepdad is a massage therapist, and he's never heard of it either.
Oh, my God. Do you just lay on a table and have your dad practice on you all day?
Well, that sounds really creepy.
Why would that be creepy? It's therapeutic. It's not like he's touching you.
We used to have, he would give us like once a month or something. Oh. But then he went to Afghanistan and kind of gave it up.
Okay. I always said.
Your interests, right?
if I ever won like the $200 million lotto. I'd hire him come over and do me.
Okay.
No, I mean just once.
Every day.
No. Like once, just to come along.
Yeah,
good.
Great. It was great living with him when he did it. Now he doesn't do it. So, but yeah, when I saw on my back, it would just crack all the way down. The joint would crack.
Like that's why I know there are people that like swear by a I can't think of what is the
chiropractor.
Chiropractor. I would go just to feel like, I bet you do, because it feels so good to crack your
knuckles.
That's
how they crack your neck, though. Like, you're laying there, and then they've got your head in their hands, and they're kind of, like, gently rolling you left, right, and then they just go, it feels so good.
Yeah, and you're healthier for it.
I went to a chiropractor once, and because I had so used to my joints cracking and stuff, and small pains because of them. So 2 weeks went by, and I finally went to one when it wouldn't stop hurting.
Right.
And did the whole adjustment thing and everything. All. And then when we were finished, he went and sat behind his desk and said, well, you had a dislocated rib. So
that's from, I'm into a land. I wouldn't even worry about that. I've never heard of a dislocated rib. Galen, it's nice to talk to you. Huh? I love you.
Love you too.
We're on Dez's season of The Bachelor, who she went on to obviously fall for.
Right.
Was the chiropractor, and they went to the house, and he did like that weird nasal alignment. It was weird because it was just coming from with the massage therapist.
Wouldn't bother me at all.
But that,
like,
I don't
your
know,
sinus
like, scrub thing that Chris had done on TV, like, it looked painful.
Never had anybody pop my nose. My nose.
And always talks about, when we're doing one of the moves in energy, part of DDP yoga, at one point during the filming, he reacted.
Right.
And he lets out, like, this pleasurable, like,
it sounds so good.
But I don't know what he's talking about.
Will you ever be laying in bed at night on side and pop your fingers using your knees?
Sometimes,
like if I'm laying in bed at night, I don't know how to do this. If you're watching Cheer One Channel One, enjoy. And on your side like this.
He's jumping to action.
To put your hand, see my hand, to between your knees here, and then pull. Oh, that feels good. I can go to bed right now.
The guy who invented beds should get less credit. Seeing someone try to lay down in a chair seems like the next logical step.
Hi, Elliot in the morning. Pardon me. Wait, hold on. Whoa. What? Oh, that's not, you know what, though? That's a condition. That girl has a condition.
That's Drea.
Yeah, that's Drea?
Yeah.
First of all, four of her fingers are pretty. Like, she's got really nice lady hands.
She is a lady.
Yeah, no, I know that. For a second. Scroll up for a second. What's going on with that pinky, though?
It's crooked.
It's like from the knuckle.
Dog leg in like that. What's... No, mine's going down. Mine's going down.
Well, it's going one direction.
But it's not going sideways. That's weird. I feel like it will end. I'd still do it.
Think about when your hands are going to be shot in profile in the future.
That's true. That's why I got to get it operated on.
I say the same thing about your nose. It's a little bit of a hook.
I'm sorry. Yes. Who is this? But Dre, you have very...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hi, sir.
Is this me?
Yes, it is.
About the whole knuckle thing, I heard, like, you know, my mom always told me to get stuff.
Not true.
Yeah, and then also, I'm in a pool business, so I go out and check leaks and pools, and once my buddy kept on cracking his finger, and it just echoed through the whole damn pool.
Oh, you're absolutely right!
Underwater?
Absolutely right. If you crack your knuckles underwater, it is so freaking loud, it's not even funny.
That y'all were talking about. Can you imagine being in the bedroom with her and grabbing by her head and the whole neck just cracks like crazy?
I mean, that happens. Like, sometimes, like, if Jackie and I are rolling around, something will crack. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, hell, we heard from that girl with her boyfriend's penis cracked. Remember, we saw the blood all over the floor. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to say I'm happily unhealthy because I never had and never cracked my knuckle.
Why not?
I find it completely disgusting, and when I hear people doing it, it makes me nauseated. Uncle who used to grab my toes and crack them, and it hurt like hell. So maybe that was it when I was a kid. I'm still scarred from that, but I hate knuckle cracking. It's just,
like, so, I mean, you find it to be like a huge irritant.
I mean, and because they do all the fingers, it just makes me nauseated. Now, randomly, it occurs on me, but I don't. Ever knuckles, I don't ever feel that need to do that.
Oh, it feels so good.
But
I will say this. I've not done, like, there are people big toe and like grab down, almost like you're flushing, pull it down and it will crack really loud. Like, my kids will do their toes like crazy. I can't see those. Like, if you bang your foot, Your toes will crack. Oh, that's the way to... No, I can't crack my toes.
I mean, I guess I am in the minority, but I do not understand. I've never had the knuckles,
Well, you're not healthy.
I know. That's what you're saying. I'll accept that.
Hey, let me ask you this. That. Is it a turnoff to hear, like, let's say you and I were dating, right?
Okay, gotta go.
Oh, shut up.
Seriously, it's so gross. Like, it just makes me sick to my stomach. Think of a sound, I don't know, one, where it makes you nauseated when you hear it.
Take a one.
Knuckle cracking.
Where's that post tonight?
The, what did you post last night that's gonna make me nauseous?
The worst turtle man call ever.
The, was it Kaylee from Jacksonville?
That quite a few dogs last night.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, no, I can't think of a sound. I mean, somebody vomiting, maybe.
Yeah, see, I mean, it's not that strong for me, because obviously vomiting is really good yourself, but the knuckles I work with expect you to do every single knuckle at least one, but maybe go back through again.
No, that's okay. I'm going to be healthy, you won't be. Oh, dear God, there she is.
Pull over.
Do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Join me tonight for Elliot in the Morning screening of the Avengers Age of Ultron. Give me one quick break. We'll do some news and then I'll give you your tickets next.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Facebook.com/EITM Online.
XL102. Subway, what can I make for you?
Rounds it up a bit.
How about something from our new Mediterranean collection?
Keep talking.
Juicy chicken cheese, cucumbers, black olive, your favorite veggies finished off with creamy tzatziki sauce. Try these Greek flavor as a Subway chopped salad. The new Subway Mediterranean collection won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway, eat fresh.
Participating restaurants.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pierce. Field Day Week is underway, and if you're coming out to RIR on Saturday, make sure you drop by and say hello to the Pearson. Pearson is bringing a fleet of them, so if you've never made it by the dealership, you can check out the latest Mazda at Big Field Day. Visit them 7 days a week in the West End at Broad Street or online at PearsonMazda.com.
No matter how it has, it doesn't mean they have Qdoba, the verb. It's something you do.
Tasting is the freedom to try things out. It's dabbling. That's why we freed up your... Now, you can burrito however you want. No strings and no sacrificing on your favorite toppings like queso and guacamole. Pull out. Throw it all in and abandon. Only at Qdoba.
Sandra Aniston. Naked Burrito Bar. Nacho Bar.
Celebrate Yalapuji with buffet-style taco, nacho, or eater with catering from Qdoba Mexican Grill. Perfect for graduation parties of any size. Easy, delicious, worry. Call 888-QDOBA.
Years after your accident, will you still be in pain?
Will you be fate surgery?
Will you be able to child?
Or complete simple household chores?
Will you be able to eventually...
At Allen & Allen, we know that a personal injury can affect the rest. We've dedicated our lives to fighting for you.
And Allen, call us
866-388-7150 today for a free consultation.
Love you. Oh, I know you can do it. I love you. I love you. Hey, good boy.
To you, your dog is more than just a pet, buddy. Lap warmer, homesome, and shoulder to cry on. Not to mention the best darn alarm clock you've ever had. Being able to say the words exactly helps you in so many ways. So help protect him with Canine Advantix 2 by Bayer. Advantix 2 provides broad fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes too. Plus, Canine Advantix 2 keeps contact. They don't have to bite your dog to die.
That's it. You said it. You're a good boy. Oh, no, you too.
Canine Advantix 2. The love of dog. Of all. Canine Advantix dogs only. Available at veterinary clinics and pet retail. Learn more at canineadvantix.com.
Morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Morning. I like a croissant with...
Try saying croissant-witch. Now say... Oh, no, that's boring.
Get two croissants, $4, only at Burger King.
Ken Walker, On Your Side Investigator.
When people call 12 on your side, there we deliver. I've been doing this for 20 years, and it's like second nature now. Fighting for the little guy, gall and big governments and businesses that don't want to do right. They know results anywhere else. They call to anybody who thinks they can rip off our viewers. I've got one thing to say. Watching.
Oh, my battery's running.
Oh, guess I've only got about 24 hours of standby talk and text.
What? My phone's gonna eat it any minute.
Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge. I tossed this baby into ultra power save mode, and boom, it's got another day of life.
Well, can we please?
Fine, but let's not stay long. Charging restores 50% power in about 30 minutes, and I've got places to be.
Like
what? To this. Didn't you see? Oh.
Samsung.com/GS6 for more information.
64 Glenside area, watch for several vehicles involved in a collision, now move to the left shoulder. 64 on the eastbound side, approaching the ramp, several vehicles involved in a crash, that's on the right shoulder. Collisions reported for Groveland near Brook Road.
Eliding XL102.
Morning when you come downstairs. There's a mess, but I don't get my makeup all right. My own sweatshirt, shirt, it's all right. Dancing video. Humming the words that you don't know, cause I'm finding an angel is. Thinking that it don't get no to know that this. You never been you easy.
In the morning. All right, we'll do a little news. Then your last just tonight, Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengers: Age of Ultron. Man, is that Diane? Let's get into some news, please.
Cleanup from the riots in Baltimore continuing overnight and into the morning as more and more students come out of their homes. And the cleanup at the buildings that were burned, students staying home after the city schools announced there would be no classes. Maryland State offices in Baltimore City are closed. So they have the week-long curfew imposed between 10 p.m. and 5, in addition to the juvenile curfew regularly has as the cleanup is continuing. Opening arguments in the Colorado theater shooting trial. Yes, a lot that was put out on the table. They said, Well, they said, we knew that he had homes by reason of insanity, so right. He had to go through two state mental health evaluations. Had been confidential. Arguments when the prosecutor revealed that both exams found that he was sick at the time of the attack. It was also put out there that his two grandsons from schizophrenia, an aunt also does. His defense lawyer said was a pretty normal kid through elementary school, but he started to have some health problems mentally in middle school, tried to kill him, and that his mental illness had revved up in his 20s. They were also talking about how he friend had broken up in the months leading up to the attack, and he apparently told her about killing Nick. She thought that it was just theoretical. She didn't realize how devastated he was. He definitely looks different than...
They changed his appearance. Yeah. They were talking about how, like, he's wearing to, like, khakis and a shirt, wet side of his khakis to tether him to the floor.
Right.
I did hear them talking about how is that if he... get the not guilty by reason, then he gets moved to a facility. But they were saying that the concern there is that the average state facility where they would send him to, and that's it.
Well, he can't be let out.
Why?
Because he killed people.
No. But if you're found with insanity,
there's no way they let out.
Maybe it's 8 years. Maybe it's 9 years. But that's there.
Wouldn't that be extended indefinitely?
Yeah, no. But until they feel like you're mentally prepared to be able to, like, take Hinckley. Now, granted, that's
right.
But they feel like he's not a threat. He's not dangerous anymore. So they're full time away from the facility. That's what Holmes would go through. So yeah, do I think it would be 7 years? I think it would be 7 years. I think it would be more. That's everybody's concern is that if in a short amount of time, they find that, oh, you know what, mentally he's back, he's fine, that time would be, and that's what the saying, no way in hell.
Right.
No, we want to run that risk.
New report from the U.S. Geological Survey of the risk of about one of those massive earthquakes hitting California, saying that the numbers have gone up dramatically. They say the likelihood that California will experience a 8 or larger earthquakes has gone from a chance of about 4.7% to more than 7% in recent years. When the big one's going to come?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I mean, they talk about the San Francisco earthquake at 6.8, so they're saying something magnitude or obviously larger. Bumblebee Foods and a couple of men by L.A. prosecutors with violating safety regulations in the death of a worker who ended up being cooked in an industrial tons of their tuna. They said Jose Molina was doing some maintenance at the company's plant back in 2010. A co-worker who thought he was in the bathroom on the
fresh was inside
12,000 pounds of canned tuna.
Oh, my God.
Talk about a way to go.
That's bad.
Federal government lowering a fluoride that they're going to be adding. First time they've done this in 53 years. Health officials said making the change will be necessary because fluoride the other products like toothpaste and mouthwash, and back in the day it wasn't. Some people too much.
Oh, spot teeth.
Exactly.
Too much. Yeah, spots on their teeth.
Exactly. In children, they said at this point, 75% get fluoridated water, so you just don't need as much as it has been. More kids being born out of wedlock, and it's going to be a continuing trend. 10 years from now, it's actually going to be a case where the kids born out of wedlock are popular than the ones who are born in to a family where the parents are married. The number of kids born to married couples continuing to fall. In basically all of the last 30 years, the most recent 53%, that's a descent.
Good for them.
In 1980. A Dutch designer has made a small dildo and put your dead lover's ashes in.
Mark, and then use them to masturbate? Very smart.
Mark Sturkenboom.
Very smart.
Came up with the idea of the sex toy, called it 21 grams. It's a reference to the old belief that a soul weighed that urn inside the hold that exact weight of dead man.
You know what? Like, I know, like, that sounds like That's pretty smart.
He said he got the idea because he lives near like a sweet little old lady whose husband had passed away, and he's helped her bring her groceries in before, like the urn sitting up on the mantle. He always, oh God, that's kind of ugly. Isn't it a shame that, you know,
that you can't masturbate using your husband's ashes?
I mean, he obviously made a joke when he saw how ugly that guy's gonna he be thought the urn was.
That guy's going to be up. Gonna be up. You don't think that there every woman would want to do that?
Nope.
Oh, I do. For those that cremate, I mean, if you're like a cat, this isn't the product for you.
Oh, I was including them, so now I agree with you. Okay.
But yeah, I could see that. That's smart. Guy's gonna be a billionaire. No, he will. He'll be like the Zuckerberg or something.
Okay. You know what? This is just like Facebook. Congratulations to Joel Ward of Genny Kuznetsov, who scored the beat the Islanders 2-1 for that decisive advance to the Eastern Conference semifinal against the Rangers. Coach Trotz talking about the fans and even some of the whispers the audience last night to watch as he was talking about D.C. area sports.
This is a new era for basketball and the baseball team, and we'll get that football team straight in the way and go from there. It's going to be contagious, and I'm telling you, it'll affect all the sports.
Also last night, Tampa Bay topping Detroit, so that'll be tomorrow night in Florida.
And once we get schedules for Bucks and the Wizards as they move into the next round, then we'll have having tickets every single day. I think it's today.
Until announced.
I know when the schedule is. I do believe it's for the Caps. I believe it'll be Thursday, Madison Square Garden, and then there'll be a weekend game. Probably a day game on
Saturday?
Or Sunday.
Oh.
Could be either one. Not exactly sure. Friday, and then obviously the beginning part of next week. Then the Caps would come home and play their first two at home.
Also, last they announced that the Rangers will be without Matt Zuccarello, upper body injury that was rumored to be a concussion. The Redskins did make it official yesterday. Yesterday, McLuhan announced that the Skins will pick up the fifth-year option for RG3's, that his decision would not affect any decisions that they make in the draft later on this week. Also, Drew will officially retire in Jacksonville, signing a one-day deal with the Jaguars later on today. Nationals, they fell to the Braves 8-4. Teams will play again tonight with Tanner Roark on the mound for Max Scherzer, who is still nursing his injured thumb. If they had come to any
about the Orioles White Sox last night at Camden Yards because of the protesting and the riots in Baltimore. Mm. Nothing yet.
I guess they, you know, like you said, at
Rob Manfred was there last night, the Major League Baseball commissioner. Just happened. We're talking about the possibilities, which include playing the game earlier, which wouldn't or later than 4:00.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't have a 7:00 game and then have a 10:00 curtain. Hey, Jones. You're a big Orioles dude. Have you heard of any decision? But they're still leaning either start early or move it to Nats Park. Yeah.
I mean, they said they expected a decision this morning, so.
Yeah,
NBA playoffs from Brooklyn over Atlanta in overtime. That series is now tied 2-2. Bucks over the Bulls. The Bulls trailing 3-2 tonight. And the Spurs with that series tied at 2 games apiece. Oh, I thought Tyler was going to say something. Tony Awards coming up in dirt.
It is the nominees. The Bulls are leading that series, by the way. Not trailing.
Oh, did I say that wrong? I'm sorry.
Big deal.
Oh.
Only everyone knows.
Okay. That is a look at news and sports.
Includes the 2-year 25,000-mile Toyota Care maintenance and additional 2-year 20,000-mile regular George Toyota. Models 2532 and 1852. Qualified TFS Tier 1 Plus leasers receive a new 2015 Toyota Camry LE for as low as or 2015 Toyota Corolla LS per month for 24 months with 12,000 miles per year and $3,500 due at signing, plus tax $495 processing fees due at signing. Security deposit waived on all Tier 1 Plus special leases. Offer expires 5/4/2015. Into McGeorge Toyota? How about 900? Right now we're offering incredible deals on vehicles, including new 2015 Corolla payments of 79 a month, and 2000 as low as 101. Plus, every new vehicle comes with 2 years of no-cost maintenance from Toyota. Just of no-cost maintenance from McGeorge. Like our incredible selection won't last. So hurry to 9319 West Broad or McGeorge Toyota. With over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day.
Back to Elliot in the Morning.
Six. to Elliot, 863-5-5-4-6-8. Call me right now. I have tickets for you. I need two winners, please. Each winner will bring three friends with them tonight, please. Tonight, please. Tickets to Jertron. The Elliot in the Morning tonight. You call me right now. The tickets are yours. 866-Elliot. 866-2368.
Are we taping or what are we doing?
No, we're live.
Live. No, we're letting you start.
We're start.
Elliot in the Morning.
We've all got excuses not to exercise. Here's a tip. This Tuesday is Dollar Tree American Family Fitness. It's our best offer and your best chance to make real change in the way you look, feel, and live your life. And see what your dollar gets you at our equipment, classes, and most of all, our commitment to your success. All is here. Dollar Tuesday. Fitness. Visit MFAMFit.com.
This, what? Driving with out of engine. Feels like keep your engine running smooth. Stop by AutoZone, get all the parts you need. Get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy four or more Bosch or Rush parts. Restrictions and details at store.
Wow, Brooke, you said come over and get the grand tour of your new house. I think we covered every floor.
And we haven't even gotten to the kitchen. New countertops replaced, created a breakfast nook. Have you ever seen a cuter nook?
Wow, that's a, you know, I gotta get going.
I haven't room yet.
Someone who will want to know everything about your customized home? In Allstate, they know. The better they can help protect you. With Allstate House and Home Insurance, your agent can help you customize a policy with lots of ways to see rewards. So don't wait. Talk to an Allstate agent today.
Get help with home insurance from someone who lives right nearby. Bye. Call one of Allstate agents and save even more for your car. Features optional. Coverage discounts and features are subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
See what the personal service of an Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Lunch? Introducing Chinello's new lunchbox deals. Six fries and a drink, $6. Salad, $6. Small one-topping pizza and drink, $6. Pick up or deliver to area locations. Call now or order online at chinellospizza.com.
Picked because of our extraordinary value and unrivaled selection. But what impressed after the sale warranties? It starts with a 30-day no questions asked money back guarantee and a 90-day guarantee. We want you to love your delivery. Then we give you free maintenance for life on any purchase. Ring sizing free. Rhodium piece free. Appraisal free. Need a stone tightened? No charge. Even if you accidentally knock out an accent diamond, Diamonds Direct will see what other stores charge free. And while other jewelry stores require you to have your jewelry constantly inspected to keep a warranty intact, at Diamonds Direct, inspections are. And when you're ready to upgrade that 110% and percent of your original new stone, that's 10% guaranteed appreciation when you trade in for a large, correct, extraordinary value before and after the sale. Short Pump West question from Whole Foods.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had an art.
You broke a sculpture.
When you aren't even covered for your not-so-fine art.
You broke a banana lamp.
Or how you're probably covered for hitting this car. But maybe not covered for hitting this. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your.
We are farmers.
64 westbound approaching the Broad Street Glenside area. Watch for several vehicles involved in a collision. Now move to the left shoulder. On the eastbound side approaching the ground, several vehicles involved in a crash. That's on the right shoulder. Collisions reported for Grover the Boulevard and Chink.
From the Elliot in the Morning building, WWDC Washington, WRX in the Morning.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning.
Excellent. Thank you. Sarah, will you be able to make it tonight?
I will.
All right. So listen, here's what I'm going to do. You and your guests will join us tonight for our of Avengers Age of
Ultron. Awesome.
So if you hold tight, I will see you tonight. Hold tight one.
Thank you so much.
You got it. And then let me go to line Twan. Hi, Elliot.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Who's this? Ivan. How you doing, my man?
Good. How you doing?
I am doing excellent. Thank you. I have a 4 tickets for you to go to the movie tonight. To the morning screening of Avengers Age of Ultron. You'll be able to make it, right?
Yes, sir.
You get 1 second. Kaylee will get some, and same thing. I will sitting. I'll see you at the movie. I don't want to overhype or oversell. I mean, listen, I don't own the movie. Wish I did. Yesterday that said it was like a 4-star movie.
Really?
Oh, I can't wait. I don't know how long it is. It doesn't matter. And I'm not because I haven't seen the movie. But there has to be some kind of cool, like scene at the end. Like, all the other ones you've had to wait. I would assume this is the exact same one. Yeah. 22, that's not bad at all. Bad at all. I wish it were 4 hours.
Didn't they come out and say something about the credits?
Oh, well, I have no idea. What did they say?
I thought there was a news story about the credits.
About Don't Stay?
Well, I don't
No, because they always have, like, that. They had the fun falafel scene, and I'm the only one that saw it. At the end of the movie. No, there has to be something.
I haven't seen one. I read something about the credits.
Yeah. I'm going to, even if there's nothing there, I'm still going to, it's normally when I like to finish off the nachos or the popcorn that I have. Don't want to waste any of that. Anyway, listen, dude, I will see you. Wait, if I say no, if it sounds familiar.
Sure.
I'm going to say assist.
No idea who he is.
Secrist?
Nope.
It's not.
Ryan Seacrest.
No. Sehrist. Secrist?
No.
Sechrist? No, that's not it. All right, hold tight 1 second. I will say.
Okay, thanks, man.
You got to do it. 1 second for me, please. By the way, you can probably still register to win some tickets, but I know that's probably going to get cut off here. Facebook.com/EI. I have a couple more minutes that you can register to win your tickets online for Avengers, and then obviously we'll get into that a little bit. Diane, does that name sound familiar?
No.
Christian Sechrist?
Mm-mm.
Am I saying that right? Sechrist. Yeah, it's close.
I feel like you'd be able to.
Yeah. So, I saw a picture of him yesterday. I have no idea who he is. 20-year-old. And when I first saw his tattoo, you get a tattoo and you'll be like, ugh, what were you thinking? And then you spend a little bit more time with it and you're like, you know what? That's pretty freaking awesome. He ended up with a tattoo that's exactly. Plus, you look at it, you're like, ugh, boy. Mistake. A little bit more time looking at it. First of all, I'm painful. But if you spend a little bit more time with it, it's fantastic.
What is it?
He got on my arm.
Uh-huh.
Picture of his kid's face.
Where?
On his face. No, that was my thought at first.
Is this to memorialize the kid?
No, his love for him. No, it's just he loves his kid.
I just want to be prepared for the photo.
No, because they even talk about what will his son think of it in a few years' time as anybody's guess. There you go. Some of his friends said the same thing I did. Dude, how are you going to get a real job with that tattoo on your face? Whatever. He did have that thought at first. What's wrong? Do you see it, Diane?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
No, it's not what I thought.
Why not? I agree with you. At first, you look at it and you go, ugh. Then your second thought is, God. And then the third, and then the third one, you're like, you know what? That is pretty freaking. You're not wearing him.
Well, what's his?
No, he applied. He applied to for the job here at the stock market.
What's the photo look like?
It didn't print on my page. Did you find it though, Diane?
His tattoo?
Wait, what's wrong? What's wrong?
That is the creep. That's a real tattoo.
That's the kid's face. I agree.
Oh my God.
No. I agree. At first you're like, oh my God.
That's not like something that's happened or like a face has appeared. Yeah. Like he wasn't in a horrible fire.
Jesus on the side of his face. No. You don't like it?
That's not what I was expecting at all.
What were you? I told you it was the portrait.
And
yeah, I did. It's right there on his right on his side of his face.
Where's the color?
What do you mean?
It's
no,
black.
It's
right?
Black.
It
looks black.
Like
no. That's black ink. But you know what I like about it? Starts down by like under his kind of rolls up. Yeah, they get a little piece of the ear. I don't understand that.
What do you mean, the ear?
Yeah, like, I don't know why you need it on the lobe. I don't know how to explain this picture. It's massive.
It's a portrait of a baby's face on his face.
The entire side of his face,
yeah.
Though. How cool. You're not in?
No.
Why?
He's certainly not working at the stock market.
Why not? I'd hire him. Hi, welcome to...
Well, okay.
Not really the stock market.
No, but I'm trying to think of like other like money related jobs. Like jobs.
I probably could. That's why they let you go through and see the years of experience for each person who works at the offices.
Yeah, this guy could be the top financial H&R Block.
Well, what's his name? What's the guy with the baby on his face? Come on.
I had trouble finding my like 2 years. I had to, if she had a tattoo on her face, it would have been a lot easier.
See? Thank you. Memorable. But I'm with you. When you first see it, your first thought is Kaylee, have you seen it? You've got 50 tattoos. Does that one, don't you think it's cool? No. Why? How can you say no? What? You don't like a neck. You don't like Yachty or Molina's?
Doesn't she have a neck tattoo?
She's got back.
Wait, what did you just say?
Doesn't she neck tattoo? Who's saying that?
Yeah. Doesn't that one come up to your neck?
Oh, sorry.
It's a just below the neck tattoo.
Just above the butt tattoo.
By the way, I saw an awesome tram stamp. The, I think it's awesome. Has a great.
I can't get over it.
I don't understand what's wrong.
It looks like he's got something eating his skin.
And
now anything funny where it looks like it's eating his skin. It looks like there's necrofasciate. Then
you'd like it better if it was color.
Him.
Oh, do you want a color?
That probably would. No guarantees.
And
it may not come around, but I'm just telling him right now. The color may be an upgrade.
At what point is it commonplace? Like, does he not notice it?
Oh, for him. I thought you would face tattoos.
No. Face tattoos are already common.
Common?
Pretty.
Really?
Pretty common.
On, like, not talking about neck.
Yeah. Not
name,
common.
Name somebody else besides this. I'm out.
I can go through a bunch. Go through a bunch of news stories and find got tattoos.
Okay. You're right. They're usually mugshot.
That's not true. Some of them are wanted.
Okay.
Doesn't Al Jorgensen?
Red
tattoo?
I think you're right.
It certainly has a lot of piercings.
Yeah.
But I believe he has a forehead tattoo.
Okay. Take that, Diane.
Just saw him. But for the second time, Diane.
You should have known that.
But okay, take bands that played it, Welcome to Rockville, out of it.
Right.
I'm out. Oh, are you patrons? Concert goers.
Okay, now that you've had a moment, now are you in?
Stop. Unless someone has photoshopped color to the
picture.
No,
but I'm saying I had the same reaction at first where it was like, whoa, god damn. And then I was like, you know what? It's kind of cute.
But, and even the pose they've chosen, the picture that's been on.
No, that's
still
not
life.
Hand. That's
was
not.
The baby sitting there for the tattoo and just they couldn't
no,
have a...
No. They clearly brought in a picture. Is it
the baby looks scared to be on his face?
But is it? Does it bother you because it's not in color? By the way, this is fantastic. But what is
the part that looks like a burn?
But what? No. That's like the black around the baby's face. Baby's cheeks and
Is this good? Does this guy have other tattoos?
Yes, I believe his.
I'm gonna guess. Yes, I don't know. Body, I can see.
I mean, that is bold.
No. Facebook page, and
right.
It's got pictures, or maybe it was in the story. There was another picture of the other side is completely covered. On,
with
like,
other,
his scalp.
Like, with other photos?
His,
okay, but you can grow hair. You can grow hair over
yeah.
there. Yeah. Everybody could get it like
it's
a...
like a like skull.
I like getting a skull on the skull.
Wait a minute. The pentagram on his cheek on the other side is real.
When you say real, what is... I don't understand.
So on his pictures with the baby
this is
face.
Him right here?
Yeah.
Who's that?
too.
Oh, the color helps. Color in the baby's face.
Look at that flower on the back of his head.
That's pretty good.
What's that green thing? Is it
No, it's a leaf.
Oh, he's a big Derrick Rose fan.
isn't that awesome? Okay. Welcome to H&R Block. You would never forget this dude.
That's true.
Hey, do you guys remember Elliot?
No.
Short? Kid's face tattooed on his.
Oh, yeah. Fun. That's like, it's so touching. But like my son or school, his teacher is that. Kids don't see color at all.
No, not at all.
And so like it's when great. He describes her versus the other teacher, like, you know, the taller teacher. It's like, I don't know your teacher. Yeah, like the younger one. Like, she wears a lot of dresses.
Okay.
The black teacher? Yes.
No, it is.
It's unbelievable. Like, it's for them to live in a world that's of...
Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything.
Of seeing color just to describe someone.
Right.
It's pretty touching.
No, the other thing that somebody that looks like that teacher by color skin is so-and-so.
I haven't gotten that one yet.
Yeah, that'll be the next step. Still doesn't mean anything. It's just look same color hair, same color with you. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 6. Hey, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey.
Hey, it's Daniel in Richmond. Hey, you were talking about face tattoos. I was at the in Richmond for like a week, and then my roommate, he had a face tattoo on his forehead, and it said on his forehead.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
He wasn't all there. I think he thought he was God for a little while.
Wow.
All right, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, can I get a
sec? Hold on one sec. I'll do that for you. Hold that hand for me, please. Who are you looking up now? Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so wings and the third eye.
That's pretty awesome, too.
That's from the Scotty. It's full circle, Diane.
That's true.
Try to stay on the ride.
It's Elliot in the morning.
Elliot in the morning. Incubus are back. First live show in the U.S. Human B.A. XL102 Big Field Day. A new festival for a new generation of XL02. Starring Incubus, Hash in the Bottle, Ronnie Walston, and Heads. May 2nd at RIR. Get tickets at all area Little Caesars and Fast Mart location. New Big Field Day. Presented by Pearson Mazda, Subway, and Bud Light.
Smartphone, what can I do for Mother's Day?
Talk your mother's way. I'll never call me. Call me. I am not your to brush your teeth. Don't talk with your mouth full.
No. What gift can I give for
easy. See, go to
Diamonds Direct is your destination gift. We've assembled our affordable Mother's Day jewelry. From birthstone rings to diamond hoop earrings to pendants, pearls, and eternity bands. Specially priced for the mother or the mother of your child. Lasting value. From Diamonds Direct.
Hey, about Diamonds Direct for Mother's Day smartphone. You got any other ideas?
Don't make me turn this car around, mister, or I'll give you something.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Let Diamonds Direct help you find her a Mother's Day gift she'll enjoy for years to come. Short pumps from Whole Foods. With Diamond Importer.
How about this for a wake-up call? Breakfast Sizzlies are now just mix and match all your freshly made favorites. There's Applewood cheese on an all-butter croissant, savory turkey sausage, egg and cheese on a bagel, or our sausage and French toast variety. Any Breakfast Sizzlies for just $3. $3, definitely the highlight of your morning. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Energy Drink Headquarters. It's stocked with the best selection of energy drinks at the lowest price. Red Bull, Monster, Rockstar, NOS, and more. Here, you can make it through your day. Energy Drink Fix at Wawa today. Today, get it in the butt. Right now, grab 2 16-ounce Monsters for just $3.70. Wawa. Limited time only. Details.
Flat out throttle twisting motorcycle road racing is back as Moto America, the new MFIM Superbike. And it's such a Virginia International Raceway, May 5th, 7th, the Rocket Quick Acceleration. Celebrate the hip corner battles and screaming straightaway drafting duels at nearly 200 miles an hour. And on the North Carolina and Virginia near Danville, VIR offers plenty for the whole 12 and under are free. Get your advanced tickets now at VIRnow.com.
Casey is one day to enjoy this opportunity with only one 10-hour party at the main stage. No Doubt, Metallica, Linkin Park, Taylor Swift, Mars, Sam Smith, more. low-cost 80s-Benz Evolution Stage. The EDM Stage. Even more performances in the 3 Rockzilla S in UK. Not to mention the Rock and Fly, the Impulse Wheel, and countless attractions in the City of Rock. Buy your tickets now. For more info and hotel packages, visit rockandrio.com.
Strange. I know, and I know that he killed my mom. And now he's going to pay for it.
I have to be ready to face him.
I promise you, Mary Ellen, you will die.
Then face him!
Help me!
Go.
No!
Oh, my God.
Tonight at 8 on CW Rain Fios 513.
Today's the day you score a perfect 10. Because on the edge of that diving board, ready to the ultimate belly flop contest, you're not worried about how much you pay for pool shock. And got a 6-pack of Noob Shock Extra Blue 1-pound bottles for just $25.97. It kills algae, meaning you can quickly go from pool boy to belly flopper. So take on your pool today. Live better. Walmart.
Tired of hearing it can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance.
Subway Turkey Italiano Melt. Fresh toasted with tender juicy turkey. Robust Genoa salami and pepperoni. These big three unite under melty provolone cheese and drizzled with tangy new Subway place. Get the Turkey Italiano. Eat fresh.
From the Nissan of here.
Switching the Bronze Street Glenside area, watch for several vehicles involved in a collision. Now move to the left. 4 on the eastbound side, approaching the ramp to 95 northbound. Several vehicles involved in a crash. That's on the right shoulder. Collisions reported for Grove and Chamberlain near Brook Road.
Men's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Hear my prayer, hear my need. You are there. He is mine. He's a
Diane is, I don't know.
What is this?
Diane, get it, girl!
New record out today.
Oh, Kaylee's like, oh yes, of course it is. You didn't know this was Josh Groban?
Pretty identifiable voice. Easy to identify.
This uniquely identified voice.
Well, he's not the first person home from Les Mis.
That I did not know.
I was going to say, I've never heard this song in my life.
Bring him.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. He was Valjean.
By the way, just totally threw that out there because it didn't sound like Sacha Baron Cohen. It's the only
could
reason.
Have been Russell Crowe.
The only
no
reason.
One remembers any song that he sang in the movie.
I don't remember this song.
This scene's portrayed by Eddie Redmayne. Eddie Redmayne
being in the movie.
It's not that I expected. That's all he talked about when that movie was out.
Okay, you're over.
Oh, no, I feel like because what am I talking? We're talking about the same movie, right? I don't mean being in the movie. Did he beat the movie?
Yes.
He was not in that movie. Remember that. You could have put a table of $1 million in a name, title, or artist. I'd have walked away empty-handed.
If it was empty chairs at empty tables.
It's called harmonizing.
Now this is a bone. In case you're disappointed, this is also from Les Mis. It's not like I thought I was going to play it, and you guys are going to be like, "What is this? I got to run out and get this today, or have it on Spotify."
Okay, wait. Now, am I listening to this?
This is also from Les Mis. Do you know this torn by Marius?
There's a grief that can't be spoken.
Who's
this? Is Josh Groban?
There's a pain goes on.
So did do the Les Mis soundtrack?
No, he did an album called Stages.
Oh, God.
Let me play one that...
Of the house.
No, that's a...
Be our guest! Isn't that from Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
It is.
Got it.
Well, one you hopefully...
I won't know it. There's no way I'll know it. Name it.
Yes,
Tyler would have nailed it by now, but he's looking at it. Sending the clowns? Show, was that from Cats? Oh, I just got the... Listen. Somewhere over the rainbow, Wizard of Oz.
Good. First line in the song.
Ooh, but he beat you.
I thought you liked Josh.
Josh Groban. I'd like to smoke pot with Josh. Josh Groban's a big pothead. No. One day.
I know. We try.
Yeah. No. I do like Josh Groban. I don't like this, though.
He, dear.
No. He was very, very busy. I was like, dude, just wake and bake him. No, I would like to smoke pot with Josh. Josh Groban gets some great weeds. Did I just see him on? Isn't he a big sports dude?
Is he?
I feel like I just saw him.
Like, in the crowd somewhere?
No. That's Steve Perry. The, what was it? He did something where I was
He's
like...
dating Kat Dennings.
Who?
Sure.
No. Oh, is he really? Really?
I mean, they were dating.
So this dude gets great weed. Hot ass. But what is so, though?
Because he likes to record and make money?
Oh, he's singing the anthem at the Derby this week.
Really?
Speaking of anthem, that could be a clue.
I'll get it. Swan, beat you, Diane.
A poster from this musical hangs in my living room. That's a clue.
Damn it. You said poster and I got all excited. I couldn't name a song from Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
That hangs in the studio.
You said poster, I got it. Or it's the Steelers theme song for my wedding towel. Here we go. Diane. Oh, he would have never said on the pirate. Sing.
Oh, madness, though the sour may prevail, can possess, conquer my country.
All right, that's from Chess. Could have known that. Sung by the Russian.
No, what was there? Was one big song from Chess.
One Night in Bangkok.
Yeah, that's it.
He knew it. He knew that one. All right, how about this? I'll give you something. That's a little more top 40 for
heartbeat,
you. Here you go.
Heartbeat. He's not going to sell any records, by the way.
He does.
He does, but not of this. This won't do.
Got a pretty good shot. He's up against Zach Brown.
No, the record comes out today.
No holy night.
Christmas record?
Yeah.
Nothing can harm you.
Okay.
I ask of you.
Thank you from...
Boom! Rent! 300.
Oh, what's it from?
Rent.
I used to sit at a...
Tyler, I swear to God.
I want people to hear this. This is my hint.
Oh, this is from Meet Me in St. Louis.
I used to... Well, for that also.
Right.
No, I used to tell you. Sit at a piano, dressed as the main character. I was some performing.
Phantom of the Opera.
Yep.
Bingo! You know why, Diane? Because I listen to stories that people tell.
I named the song.
Show it's from? Whoopee.
All right, you know, one guys will both get. Everyone will get this. Listening in their car.
Have you known any of these?
Or
liked any of these?
Yeah, I'm out too.
What is that face? So, unless you can go woo during the song. I thought of you. I thought of you last night when they played it. Go.
Everyone gets this.
Mr.
Wrong name.
It's Mistopheles.
Whatever.
Dick.
All right, and sing. And sing. By the way, Jackie is up my ass about the Emmy or the Tony. What's the Broadway Awards?
Tony.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I used to sit at the piano. I got it.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Gene Wilder.
She's right. She's got four.
What?
Buddy,
what
is it? This does not sound familiar.
Maybe not his version because it came out today.
You never saw Willy Wonka?
I saw the movie.
Yeah. The old one or the new one?
No. Whatever the old one was with the fat girl.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
No joke. I probably, while playing with my son,
right,
sing the first tune stop twice a week.
Which one?
Come and see a world of pure imagination.
Do you really?
Yeah. He loves the meme too.
It's very visual.
I've never sung that song.
Building with blocks with self-tape. All right, sorry, Josh. Tried to up your sales. It's gonna be Z taking the number one spot.
No, Eric Fair's record's gonna go number one. Jackie's up my ass about the it's the Tony Awards, the Broadway.
Was this morning?
Yeah, can you call in a favor?
Oh, to go live?
Yes.
Alan Cummings.
Yes.
Hosting? Oh.
Yes. I was like, Jack, you realize like they're not gonna pull you up. Oh, I just want to sit in the audience. No, not we're not going. I was like, why would I call if I'm gonna call in a favor for something? Awards, like let's go to something good. Loves Alan Cumming, loves him.
He's hosting with Kristen Chenoweth. Yeah,
I like him. I mean, he's an. But she loves him.
Bradley Cooper nominated.
The what?
The Elephant Man.
Didn't know he was in a Broadway show. Had no idea. Is Pee Wee nominated? That's the last Broadway show that I saw.
Nah,
that was a good one.
That's Mission Time.
I have a revival.
I was looking at the names. I'm like, I have no idea what these plays are.
It's okay, because I took up all the time we had for the Tony nominees with the stages.
Sounds fantastic. Can I ask the one question about the Tony Awards, though? Is there any show that's up that I would know? Like, big?
No.
It was a bad year.
Isn't Paris up?
Yes. Oh, no, I don't
know.
You've never heard of that? I'm not saying you saw
I mean, I've heard of, when I hear Gene Kelly's name, he was the guy in
the rain.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was one of that dance flagpole, the light pole. You know what I meant.
He's true.
No, that's true. We're in love with
loved
him.
Him.
But not the other.
No.
Oh, player?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Good for him.
And I'm okay saying that.
It's like when Kelly said the P word.
Poom. No, it wasn't. Reamed it too. Oh. I don't even know. Kaylee has this thing where she'll repeat everything I say. All right, let me do this. Are we done with Josh Groban? Can we go through the Eric Fair record?
I guess we are.
All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. Got some dirt next.
Elliot in the morning.
XL 102.
This award season, go out in a in the most awarded S. A Jeep Grand Cherokee with a engine allows you to see the red carpet with shades of green while you enjoy the spotlight all day long. It's Green Car Journal's 2015 Green SUV of the Year. Get experience inside and outside of the. It's time to get a great deal on a Jeep brand vehicle. Only during the 2015 award season event. Well, competitive vehicles get a low mileage Lincoln and Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4 for $289 a month for 36 months with $24.99 do it and license extra. For more information, the Jeep brand SUV lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Request to Chrysler Capital, 25¢. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by Jeep District trademark of FCA US.
Tonight, get ready for an all-new night on Fox that can only be described
awesome.
First on Hell's Kitchen.
Let's go.
It's the chef's biggest one-on-one sit-down with Ray.
I am literally going to have a mental breakdown.
Then, only 2 new girl episodes left this season, and tonight, the doctor is in.
I might just be, like, a love doctor, if you will.
You are the least qualified doctor of love.
Me.
Followed by the new comics.
Awesome!
It's a new movie.
So awesome.
Yeah, you said that.
Tonight, starting at 8 on Fox Richmond, TV 35, Cable 11, Digital, Cable 213.
And from News and Richmond's News.
Investigation. Stations.
First with tomorrow's First with Richmond's Mostcast.
Tomorrow for strong thunderstorms.
The local news and weather you need from people you trust.
I'm Diane Dorney.
And at a better time. Watch Fox News at 10. The right time for news.
Things change. That's pretty much the only rule. But it doesn't mean you have to forget where you came from. That's why at Safe Auto, if your driving situation ever changes and you need to pause your cut, we'll remember you. That way, they can get you back on the road with the right car insurance for about $3 a day. All today. The only feeling is it's completely normal with being remembered. Call today and become unforgettable.
At Boar's Head, we don't believe in shortcuts. In fact, if there were such a thing, we use imported beechwood chips from the forests of Germany. This creates a distinct rich and smooth. Out of the way? Yes. Takes more time? Yes. Worth every step? Wouldn't have it any other way. Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
Want an unforgettable Cinco celebration? Moe's delivers both when you order catering before May 1st. Welcome to the party. Welcome to Moe's. Visit Moe's.org today.
My God.
A manhunt unites 3 shows.
He's been at this for 10 years.
For an all-new crossover.
You know when you kidnap a girl and she won't stop being?
An all-new crossover starts tonight.
Scammers are targeting some extra money, luring them in with promises of big payouts for babysitting, only to hand a check. Gray Hall investigates so they don't get ripped off. Tonight at 11.
Rockin' Festival, at 13th at the Oak Ridge Farm in Arrington, Virginia. 4 days of music with artist collaborations like never before. Featuring Robert Plant, the Space Shifters, Phil Lesh and Friends, Mad Dog and the Englishman, a treat to Desi Trunchman. To be present, a 50th celebration of Jefferson Airplane, Widespread Panic. Tickets and all the details, go to love.com, LOCKNFestival.com.
This Mother's Day, Jared the Galleria of Jewelry has an exclusive collection of to celebrate mom's most treasured moments. The Bouquet of Love bracelet gift set dollars. The Jared exclusive sterling silver with cubic zirconia sparkling love knot charm dollars. And our exclusive 14 karat gold and cubic zirconia forever charm is just a... Come see our Mother's Day Pandora exclusive charms. Only at Jared. See store for...
Academy of Medicine Alliance Foundations is holding a unique event. Physicians Got Fashion, Saturday, May 2nd from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Women's Club in Richmond. For more information, visit ramaf.org.
When people know, start growing with iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Covers. Name it. I got you. Love Gun, Stone Sour. Boom. Real quickly before we get into dirt. Thank you very much to El Camino. Located at Rowan Avenue. In the Bloomingdale neighborhood of the district. ElCamino.com. Inspired by the mound in the neighborhood throughout East Los Angeles. And in D.C. Puerta's traditional Mexican fare. Opened up this past fall. They're open every day, but every happy hour and dinner. Again, it's 11 in the morning till 3 o'clock. Featuring your favorites like Migas. Goddamn. Also, join El Camino weeknights from 5 to 7. And late nights starting at 11:30 for happy hour, which includes Camino margaritas, Negra Modelo drafts. God, does that sound good right now? And Tecate. Bars open late night every night with late night tacos as well. So thank you to El Camino for coming. Since the postseason started, I've had tickets for you every day to go see the Wizards. Got to take a break from that today. Not because we don't have, a game to give them to. So as soon as we get the Caps Rangers, start giving those out. That schedule comes out tomorrow. We're right back at it. I know there's going to be home games the early part of next week. I just don't know still when. I can't give them away. Same thing with the second round matchup is announced. And I have their schedule. I can start giving away tickets again. So if the Caps or Wizards schedule, I'll start giving away tickets tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. So I end that on Wednesday. When would I start giving them away?
Thursday.
That's my girl. So they're still coming. I just don't have dates to start giving them out for. Diane, let's get into some dirt, please.
Not heard from dirt. I don't know.
And by the way, that was really good, actually. Anyway, I'm sorry. Say again?
I said I have not heard from, we don't know how court went yesterday.
What was he in? I didn't even know he was in court.
He made remember exactly okay. What
Diane
it was for.
Diane mentioned once of dating somebody who owned a jet and would fly cross country
to have
dinner.
I believed him. But he had court on the 27th, and that was yesterday, and I figured maybe he would call in today. So
dirt, not woman, dirt. Dirt and court. I'm sorry, I was thinking of Joan.
Sorry,
I got those two.
No, you say Moan.
Come into Joan the Moan. Okay, I think Joan's on hold. Has been all morning.
Is she?
Dirt, court. I'll find out.
case you missed it last night, you lost your friend Mark Ballas, partner on Dancing with
Stars. The crap out.
And Willow
Freezing
Shields.
Diane.
Were eliminated. No,
didn't you just think he died?
She's done that to us before.
Yeah, that scared the crap out of me. It's off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But have no fear. He and Derek have a show that's premiering TV tonight at 11. Let excellent flip. They're flipping houses now.
Oh, good for them.
I think this might be a one-time special on Comedy Summit Night, Dancing with the Stars.
By the way, just looking forward to tomorrow since we're done giving away Avengers tickets because the movie's tonight. I can't give you those tomorrow. For the rest of it, I will have tickets for you to go see Amy Schumer.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll have those. Sorry.
Her show is on a special 10th anniversary for Dancing with the Stars. Let's start looking back at Simpsons over the years. But they actually have a lot of people who are going to be coming back. A bunch of the athletes are coming back to take part in Kurt Warner, Heinz Ward, Donald Driver, Jacoby Jones, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Jerry Rice, just to name a few.
We've got
to
do Dance Center.
Alfonso Ribeiro, Melissa Herpes. Rycroft is coming. Steve Yamaguchi, Maria Menounos on ABC. Also on ABC tonight, a special sit-off between Robin Roberts and two of the women who were held in captivity. And that's Amanda Berry and Gina De Jesus. That's airing tonight at 10 o'clock. Amos is calling BS on the Olsen twins for claiming to go about the upcoming Full House reunion and revival. He also said that I guess Lifetime is doing a tell-all movie about Full House, Saved by the Bell.
Right.
And do one about behind the scenes and what went on the show Full House. A movie based on the show Good Times is also works. And apparently there is some sort of female 21 jump that is said to be in the works as well. Obviously, the regular one stars Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. We're not sure if the whole castmate could be there. Leonardo DiCaprio telling somebody at Coachella, says he uses it under the name. Hasn't been on any dates yet, but he is obsessed with swiping and seeing who is out there. He actually says there's quite a few celebrities who are a little bit of lurking here and there. Corey Taylor from Slipknot, season of Rock of Love, Michael show over several runs, but he ended up turning them down. Giselle Bundchen went fully nude.
Yes, she did.
Of Vogue.
Dude, did you see her ass?
Brazil. Well, obviously, she's covering up a little bit.
You get it for like a shot. Fantastic.
You know, her swallow goodbye.
Damn Tom Brady.
After she decided that she's done walking the runway. Still out involved in the business, but not going to be one more. Also, Joe Manganiello is unveiling his new post for XL, which is coming out summer.
Kill for his ad.
All he does is work out. That's all he does.
Yeah.
And act. John Bones John from over the weekend in Albuquerque. He is out on bond this morning after he turned himself into police last night. He did run from the scene, of course, and quickly came back to grab a large handful of cash from the car. Should have grabbed a little bit more because weed and a pipe in the car, but I guess he didn't decide to take that. Jamie Foxx, he also is going to be singing the national anthem at the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight coming up on Saturday night. He sang America the Beautiful right now, Shane Mosley fight. It's an 11, and people said he actually did quite so common now that it's almost becoming rebellious not to get one. New survey found that less than one people between the ages of 18 and 24 has a tattoo now. The tide has shifted. The younger people thing than the older people. Then they said their parents, you know, 44 have tattoos compared to now. Interesting article in the New York Post about the serial killer serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, you know what?
Did you see it?
I did not. I saw that there was an article. I haven't read it. Is it good?
His name is Christopher Scarver. To super great detail about how he ended up killing him. But he talked. Yeah, he killed the other guy too. There was, I guess, up a bathroom. But this goes back to Matt, and he said he actually cringed. He never really interacted with him very much before that day in 1990. But he had a lot of good stories to tell about him. They said Dahmer would take his mashed potatoes in the mess hall and that looked like a limb,
right,
and then put ketchup on it and then eat it to kind of.
Oh my God!
But he actually said that Scarver said he actually had an article about Jeffrey Dahmer like in his the day that he killed him.
Did he really?
Bonus, you get some autopsy.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Wait, so it's why is Scarver speaking out?
Well, I guess he
is in jail?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's got two life sentences. But he, you know, spends writing poems. I guess he's got a website. He's got poetry books for sale. On Amazon. Smashing Pumpkins, Billy.
I can get this guy's book at Amazon, but I can't get a Hello Titty shirt.
No, you can get it. It's just not a prime retailer.
I'll ignite it for me.
I can get it. We book shipping for it. It's not gonna be cheap.
Okay, well, it's not my account.
For that?
I'll pay for the cost of the shirt. You get it here however you can.
The choice with the shirt costs.
I'm going to get it here the best you can.
Oh, I don't need to do anything.
use Kaylee's Uber account. Yeah.
Billy Corgan loves wrestling. Got a full-time job as a senior producer for TNA Wrestling to develop characters, storylines, and this is odd. Dave Navarro is dating Andrea Tantaros. Do you know her from Fox News?
I have to see her.
He is 47.
Oh, I know who that is.
She's 36. They said even though they seem like they actually have a lot in common, they've been dating for 6 months now.
I see her that often. She doesn't do a lot, which guys are a little bit.
Oh, and now, according to Goop, we're supposed to use coconut oil.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Diane. One quick break. We'll wrap everything up next.
No, we're live.
Live.
No,
we're live.
Whole thing over.
Elliot in the morning. Chance to hang with Mumford and Sons in Walla Walla, Washington. Text to this keyword.
ENJOY. Enjoy. Enjoy.
That keyword to 45495. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Standard message rates apply.
The Bucks and our iHeartRadio Ultimate Experience with Mumford and Sons.
Thanks to Glad.
XL102
Big Field Day is a day of great music, food, and craft beers. But back to Richmond.
A portion of Project Local, supporting small organizations in the Richmond community.
Causes that need attention and help with fundraising. Events and advertising. Your bit to help get their message out.
If you have a charitable organization, go to project-local.org and apply for a grant up to $5.
The goal of Project Local is to have 100% of the grants go directly to the local cause, not a corporate salary or solicitation.
Rock out and give back at the Big Field Day to benefit Project Local.
We've all got excuses not to exercise. Here's an excuse to get started. This Tuesday at any American Family Fit offer, and your best chance to make real. To look, feel, and live your life in any location and see what your dollar gets you. You'll be amazed at our equipment, class, most our commitment to your success. It all starts here. American Family Fitness. Visit AmFamFit.day.
Two outs here in the ninth, and Lou Lockhart is one out away from a perfect game. Batter, don't forget about the Great Clips great haircut. Oh, everyone will go. What? Is leaving. I gotta get to Great Clips. That must be some sale.
The haircut sale. For a limited time at participating salons, a haircut is just $5.99. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
The $5.99 Great Haircut Sale runs April 25th through May 1st.
Over 20 Richmond area salons.
They can't all be sunshine days. But no matter what kind of day it is this summer, thing you've recorded everywhere you go. Xfinity offers the cloud-based X1 DVR, so you can stream your recordings on your tablet or smartphone, or even download them to watch while you're offline. Plus, it has the most movies and TV shows on all your devices to make any day a little brighter. Only with Xfinity from Comcast.
It's a sunshine day!
Get started for only $89.99 a month. Now, for 2 full years with X1 DVR service, ask how you can upgrade to get $500 back. Hurry, this offer ends May 17th. Or visit Comcast.com today. Restrictions apply. Limited to new starter XF Triple Play customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV and art to change. After promo, regular rates get required.
Incredible is getting a ridiculous dish 3-course dinner at Bonefish Grill. It's our new fire and ice dinner menu with dishes that do a sweet and spicy balancing act of the best of starting at $19.99. Start first a journey with a salad. Then pick from 5 special entrees, including our cold water lobster tail succulent lobster $19.99. Or try the fire grilled shrimp and scallop fire pot in a sauce that's so good it's literally into something more carnivorous. Try our grilled lamb chops that are so tender and perfect they'll have ever invented. Is your fire and ice meal over? Not even close. Because just when you think incredible, it does work. That's like getting a present in a present. The fire and ice dinner, salad, your choice of 5 desserts, all starting at $19.99. Because this incredible deal won't last. Both incredible serve daily.
RBA Vapes has your last chance to win tickets to Thursday from 2 to 7 when Tama will be broadcasting live. XL102's Big Field Day Festival for Richmond featuring bands, food, craft beer, and thousands of passion pits. Dirty Head, J. Roddy Walston in the Business, Robert DeLong, and Catfish in the Bottleman. RBA Vapes is the people's choice for vape products and accessories in the RBA. Success for us at rbavapes.com. 23083.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength and relief for foot irritation wetness. Its super active, super activated formula destroys wet and relieves itching. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
Morning, welcome to Burger King. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock. What's the sandwich, silly? I told you already.
2 Chris sandwich sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Get quick, safe, and reliable stops every time by switching to new Duralast brake pads available only. They're proven tough and engineered to outperform the original brake pads that came with your car. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Elliott in the Morning Building. D.C., Washington. WRX. Elliott in the Morning.
Rhode Island Avenue in the district, the Bloomingdale. Open daily at 5 o'clock for happy hour. Brunch on weekends, 11 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Don't forget, weeknights from 5 to 7. Late night, starting at 11:30. They also have happy hour that'll get you margaritas, Negra Modelo drafts, Tecate Tall Boys. To get together next Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo, of course. ElCaminoDC.com for more information. Now, I do have a couple of gift certificates for you. If you want to call Kaylee real quickly, she'll get you set up. 866-235-5468. Call Kaylee quickly, she'll get you set up with that. Winners who were going to Age of Ultron. Hey! I will see you tonight for our Elliott in the Morning sneak preview. We get to watch that movie thing. We'll have our sneak preview. Tomorrow morning, I told you I will have Big Field Day and Kerfuffle. Big Field Day, obviously, in Richmond, in D.C. Winners will go to, I'll get a winner for each show. All winners will go backstage and meet Incubus. They're doing both shows. So if you went for Big Field, meet Incubus. You went for Kerfuffle stage and you meet Incubus. And then don't forget Friday night. We will be at Keith for a little end party. Please come hang out. Come out with us. All the information you need for everything going on. Facebook.com/EITM online. You can find everything that you need there. All right, everybody have a safe. We will see you. We'll see everybody back here tomorrow. It's finito.
The day is closed. Another day. It's gone away. Back tomorrow though. Will it? Ho, 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 ho.
So long, farewell, I'll be here saying goodbye. I hate to go side by.